let's go. Drinks on Dusty, let's start the show. Drinks on Dusty, coming in hot, coming in to blow up the spot. Guess me picking what we be drinking. We don't know what Dusty is thinking. We are here to have a good time. See where the combo may just climb. Sit back, put your drinks up. Go on, y'all, fill up your cup. Drinks on Dusty, let's go. Come on, y'all, start the show. Oh no.
Did he really break? Did he like open a can?
Did you just be pouring fucking glasses?
I was
everywhere?
Like, wow, it's very sounds very good. I was like, excuse me.
All right, everybody. What? What's what thing, Christian?
This thing here.
It's a fucking. It's the back. I built the whole.
Oh,
fucking
I thought it was
desk.
A tray.
It's not. I thought it was a pull-out tray. I mean, it could be a tray. I guess you probably could just put some shit.
No. Don't
there.
Do that because you might break.
Hey, the you can thing. Put some shit in there. Hey, I don't fucking know.
I'll put my shit. Nope, that's
you
too
put
tight.
Put your what in there?
Nope.
What are you talking about?
It's. We'll get to that later.
We'll get to that later. Hi, everybody. Welcome to this newest episode of Drinks on Dusty. I am your host, your favorite drinking podcast, Dusty. And today is a very special day because it is take two of a recording that I have done before with my good friend. He is an actor. He is an educator. He is... Oh, sexy black man.
Black Dominican baby. Don't forget the Hispanic part of it.
And the Dominican. He fucking
because
he got
Dominicans
it all.
Be denying their blackness. Shit.
He's my good friend. Good friend. It's going to be starting the sequel of All the People in My Life. And by people, if you listen to any of my solo episodes that talked about the people in my life, my people. Mm-hmm. My people are the ones I hold very close, very, very near and dear to my heart.
Yep.
That I would do anything for, and they're like my circle, right?
Yes, that's me.
And Christian uh-huh. is going to lead this off with being my circle, uh-huh. my friend Christian Jimenez. So
oh,
Christian.
Yes. How y'all doing?
How are you doing?
You gotta ask the people. I know I can't
hear
them.
Ask the people. Ask the dust.
Well, how y'all doing? What's up, y'all?
We're doing good. Christian?
Yeah.
Welcome to be back on the podcast
again. Round fucking two.
Round fucking
two. It's a damn shame.
Now, it is a damn shame.
And explain why we're doing round two. What happened?
So Christian sucked, and we're on the podcast.
Oh, yes, I do, but but you know what? I wasn't sucking that night. Apparently, the audio was sucking, okay?
So when Christian was on, Christian and I had a wonderful, probably three-hour conversation.
It was long.
It was a long one.
It was a long.
Like, I don't know. You got home like...
It was a long-ass episode, and I had to take the Uber because back in the day when this happened... You know, the trains weren't running.
Trains were not running when that happened. That is so fucking true.
Because I guess
pretty
what? You know,
on.
My ass did not pay for no damn Uber. I said, you better pay me back.
You better buy that Uber.
Uh-huh. But it was a good conversation.
It was a great conversation. We had a great time. And then this is when I was recording the episodes where I just had that one blue mic.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was in the process of, you know, doing a little upgrade.
Yeah.
Making the podcast a little better.
Yeah.
You know, having a good old time with uh-huh. it. But after I listened back, after I finally then recorded mm-hmm. episodes with my new mics, and I was like, fuck that shit. I don't want that old audio.
And I was that shit. He said, fuck me.
You were not one of them. There was at least three, four people that have not
it
had a
It don't matter.
Episode.
I don't know them. It's all
it don't
about
matter.
Me.
I don't
it's
know
a
them.
Damn shame.
But yes, so Christian is back for take two of his recording episode, which I'm excited about because he is very knowledgeable, fucking hysterical, one of mm-hmm. the funniest people I know. And thank I think you. What's really cool is you're one of my people that are not from where... College, Nebraska.
No.
You're from New York.
I am from here.
And you are one of my people. So,
thank you.
Christian,
yeah.
Welcome on the podcast.
Thank you.
And let's start off. Who the fuck are you?
Oh, child. Lord. Who am I? I am Christian. I'm Christian Jimenez. I'm a person that was born and raised here. Born in Brooklyn, raised in Queens. Now I live in Long Island. So I feel like I started from the bottom. Now I'm somewhat. There,
the
it's
now.
Not here, but
start
I'm there.
The bottom, I'm somewhere at the top now,
you know, and I'm probably about to move the hell out and be somewhere else. But yeah, like you said, I'm an actor. I try to do the damn thing. Done the damn thing.
The damn thing.
I've done the damn thing.
You've
but you
done,
know,
done
but
the damn
I've,
thing.
I will say I've done some cool shit in my day. I don't like to talk about it, but I've done a bunch of stuff.
Let's talk about.
and then you know, pandemic hit, and we're like, oh fuck. You know, the shit ain't happening as much. And so, you know, we work a little bit harder in the education with the children.
Yeah.
Anyway, I eye rolled if you could see me right now.
I
but really anyway.
Stories. We got stories.
But we ain't going to tell them stories here because...
We tell a few stories.
We tell a few stories.
We tell a few stories.
But, and yeah, so actor, educator,
Dope ass person.
I'm a dope ass person. I'm a loyal ass person. Let me tell you something. I am a loyal ass bitch.
You are.
That is a rare motherfucking characteristic in people.
We will get into that, and we can definitely get into that now because that's something I think is what brings us so close together because we are so similar that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll get back to that because we're not drunk yet. But yeah. The show's called Drinks on Dusty.
Drinks.
Christian, what the fuck are we drinking today?
Okay, so I said, let me stay the clear because I don't do that dark liquor. I don't spit. I don't do dark. I don't do the dark liquor when I got things to do. But I do like my white wine. His ass did not give me Pinot Grigio, but he got me
his
some.
His ass didn't tell me he wanted it.
Listen, I didn't say anything, but you know, I like to put.
And
the
I don't
on
even
other
know
people.
The difference of white wine. Anything about white wine?
I don't know either. I just like Pinot. I'm like, give me that Pinot.
That's like sweet shit, right?
That's
sweet.
No, oh no, no. That's like not? A. That's like um.
Oh, I'm wrong.
What is
See,
it?
I don't know anything.
No, that's like a. Oh my God, rosé? That's sweet. I don't.
Ooh, almost bought rosé. So
I would have been like, you better return that.
You better fucking bring that back out.
Get your money back because I ain't drinking it.
Hey, Christian didn't like this.
No. Nope.
Y'all know who you are?
Well, find out because I don't like it. And so we got a white Zinfandel.
White Zinfandel.
By Pollo Creek. Got two little seahorses on there. And then we got some tequila. I love. Oh, child. Oh, I love tequila.
You love tequila.
I do love
tequila. Tequila's your like go-to drink then, right?
It is. Tequila and whiskey. Those are the two things that I will. I don't do vodka and I don't do beer.
Now, I want to go into this. So when you said this is quote unquote what you said to me, right? Tequila's for when I want to get crazy and be lit.
Yeah.
White wine is for I want to be a little classy but lit at the same time.
Exactly.
Explain those differences to me.
Okay. So like right now, let's try to be classy. Let's try to have our shit together. So I'm going to drink this
at the start.
Let's get the white Zinfandel with the two seahorses on it. We'll start with that. It's classy. You know, classy. I drink it. I still be a little lit. My words, my slur. It's fine. And then as we get to the funky shit, then we move on to the tequila. Because that's where we're going to be like, oh.
So that's when you get the loosey-goosey comes out.
Yes.
The loosey-goosey comes out.
Absolutely.
With the fucking tequila.
Yes.
Now I'm just going to say, I'm not going to partake. I'll partake in the white wine. I'll have a drink.
Yes, but, go ahead.
Don't you think the mixture, this is a weird mixture to me.
Listen, it's clear. They both, I don't know, they both clear.
What are you against certain mixtures of drinks when you're drinking?
I don't want to go from a dark to a light. I want to stay in the same, you know, I want to stay with the whites.
My ass will go fucking, get a whiskey. All right. Then I'll take a vodka soda. Then I'll get a fucking. I'll go all over the fucking place.
Well, you are a bigger man than
that's
I am.
That's fucking true.
Right. I'm a skinny ass toothpick and Dustin is a white tree trunk. So that being said, he can have the pleasure of mixing. I probably can't. So we're going to just make sure that
Christian
is good. Well,
you said you had a little pregame, a little margarita, right?
Oh, well, I had a margarita. Yes. Fucking, yes.
How big was like. One, that's just one drink. And then margaritas, though, they're sneaky motherfuckers.
Yes. And that was when I took a sip, I said, okay. And if I say, oh, that means it's fine. It's good. And if I don't say, oh, then I don't want it.
No, I'm not about it. Okay.
But I said, oh.
So we're drinking tequila. We got mixtures. I'm doing tequila, orange juice right now.
Yes.
But, you know, got to brag about the fixtures. I got the tequila. We're doing Terramana tequila, the Rocks tequila. Shout out.
Oh, is that the Rock?
It's the Rocks tequila.
Whoa, I'm surprised his face ain't on it. Yeah, well, that tells you how humble he is. I love it.
He signed
the
motherfucking thing, though. His signature's on the guy. It says Dwayne Johnson on it.
Where? Hold on. Oh, there it is in the back. Well, that's nice. At least he gives some type of, you know. Credit to himself.
He gives some types of credit to himself. Yeah, he gives some type. So we're drinking tequila, some white wine. Christian, let's get into our connection. How do we know each other?
Yes.
Who we are as people.
Okay, so I know Dustin. Dustin knows me from our job. Mm-hmm. We work together in a sense. Now he's a little more higher than I am. He's kind of a superior in a sense, but not too much because he knows where he came from and you ain't gonna, you fuck me over, I'm gonna fuck you up, okay? So you know where you come from.
I know where I come from.
All them nights you crying to me and shit. You should know where you come from.
How long have we been working together now?
Three years.
We had at least 2 years of this goddamn quarantine shit.
So it's 3 years.
Like, so more than three though.
No, it's not because I started in 2000 and graduated 17. 18 is when I got back from Disney. 2019. So I would say like 3 years. Two and a half, because I sure enough didn't start doing shit.
That's
until,
fucking
like,
crazy.
I know.
But yeah, so we worked together.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you remember like one of the first times we met?
I actually don't.
I think it was an event.
I'm sorry. I have a bad habit of that.
I don't know if it's... Sometimes I can't either. There's something specific, and I can't even tell you if this is the first time I met. But okay, I think one of the things I remember was...
Jesus.
I was taking a video or a picture, and I didn't know you that well.
Oh, I already know what I said.
Snapped on.
Oh, yes. I said, oh, how dare you take a video without getting permission from me?
Yeah, and I felt horrible. And ever since then,
yeah.
I get afraid to take pictures of anyone.
I'm glad it scared you.
Which is, you know, probably because there are
people that are crazy like that. What is that crazy?
Dude, I was only taking a video because I thought you were doing a good job. He's like, well, you better ask me every time a video.
And the funny thing is that I knew that I was going to like Dustin. So that being said, I was like, I'm already start cutting ass on this kid. And
then he got scared. You know that you were going to like?
Oh, because I was like, oh, you know your shit. You're not lazy.
Not lazy. Because
everybody knows I don't like lazy bitches. And so I was like, oh, he's fine. I think he can handle it. And then, you know, as time went on, I'm like, oh, no, this Nebraska boy can't handle it. So I have to tone back a little bit. Just tone it back.
I get nervous about it at first. I am definitely a sensitive man.
Yes, you are.
But.
Bless your heart.
How dare you? Don't read me like
that. Okay.
It's okay. Don't read me like that.
It's okay. You're a very easy book to read. No, the cat in the hat sat on the back.
No. That's not what I am. You know what book I am? I'm the fucking Bible.
The devil's a lie. You ain't dying on my... died on the cross for my sins.
I'm a Bible. I'm a big fucking book that you don't know.
Yes, guess what? You are a big ass book and no one was interested in reading. No one wants to read your damn pages.
You know what's horrible about that? Yeah. This is how illiterate I am. I couldn't think of another fucking book.
You could have said Harry Potter. You could have said Twilight.
A series of unfortunate events book right behind you.
Nobody reading.
I could have said that. I'm over here, the Bible's a book. Ah, God, you fucking tool bag, Dustin.
Bless your heart.
Let me tell you, I'm a complicated book read.
Anyway, move on. What did you say? So you felt nervous.
I get nervous, like, you know, because I think I felt that a little bit. We met each other, like, you know, play off each other. I get a little nervous about if I don't know you yet, how much you can take, how much we can fuck around. Now it's like, hey, what's up, fuck stick? Then I know that we're friends. If I'm not being mean to you as a friend, then I'm not your friend.
Well, that's what I always say. I'm like, if you can't, listen, sign a letter or a form. If you can't handle me cutting ass on your ass, this is not going to work out.
It's not going to work out.
Now, if I'm real quiet and I don't, let me tell you something. If I meet you for the first time and I'm real quiet and I'm not saying really nothing to you, I don't like your ass. I can't stand you.
You're quiet. So if you're not giving the energy at all.
If I'm in a room with you and there's somebody new and I'm not cutting ass, I'm not really into, you are going to know that I don't like that person. You're going to ask me when that person leaves, Christian, you good? I'm like, no, I can't stand their ass.
Because you're not going to give them that energy.
No, because it's too much. I'm not wasting my time. Get out of here.
Now, do you ever think, I guess, question, I think, do you think maybe... with being kind of so sarcastic or, I wouldn't say mean, but like, you know, cutting ass. You're saying cutting ass, that's the term we're using?
That is
your terms fucking kill me.
That's the term in, I believe, New York, I think.
New York.
I don't know.
Say in New York? Cutting ass?
I've never said
giving
when I
shit,
would.
Like I would say giving shit to my friends.
Well, I've never said in North Carolina. I only heard it here, so I would assume that it's New York. Went to school in North Carolina.
Yeah, we're cutting ass on people. Giving them shit.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever think that people don't take you serious? Like when you have like a serious conversation?
Oh, no. Well, I used to go through that. But then when I started doing more of that serious shit, they know.
Okay. They know. Like they know the difference.
They know.
If you're a true friend. Like,
yes. They will know like, oh, but then not half the time, but then when there's people that I've like just met and I'm like getting real serious, I can see it in their face. They're like, huh? And I'm like, no, let's not get it twisted. Like there's layers to me. I am a fucking ogre. And there's layers
as
to this.
As we all should be.
You know? So Christian knows when to turn it off and turn it off.
Yeah.
And turn it on and turn it off. Like, come on now. come on. I'm not going to keep this shit on. I'm tired. I go home and I take naps.
Seriously. That's a lot of energy you put out. You put out a lot of energy.
I put a lot of energy.
You have lots of energy.
Thank you so much.
Where do you get that energy from?
The devil.
The devil? The devil?
No, I think. No, I think. Where do I get this energy? I think I get this energy from... I don't know.
Your mom, your dad, is it?
No,
your mom,
God bless them. No, I don't get it from my mother. I don't get it from my father because they're the complete opposite. Like, they're very serious, very
I think
chill.
That's interesting. So maybe that's, you, in a sense, maybe you do get it kind of from them.
Maybe I'm like, I gotta not be like
maybe
this.
Maybe you're like, what the fuck is that
Get the fuck out of here with that shit.
Because I remember someone, one of my supervisors at one point, she's like, Dustin, when did you become, like, really funny? Mm-hmm. Now, some people may not.
Why are they lying to you? You ain't that funny. Man,
you fucking,
the I'm devil's fucking a lie. They must have Pinocchio, bitch. That's what they said to you.
Nah, Pinocchio. They're fucking tell the truth. They're fucking tell the truth.
I'm still not laughing, but okay.
Okay. Yeah, some people don't find me funny. I think I'm more in situational base.
Yes.
I'm going to hit it. Like, I'm not going to, I'll say something in a moment, like in a, and you're like, what the fuck did you just say? And then you laugh at it. But someone asked me, like, where'd you get this, like, comical, sarcastic side of you, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, your dad, your mom? I'm like, my dad's not funny at all. My dad is the most serious, straight-faced motherfucker in the world.
Absolutely.
And my mom, I think, is just awkward, but I think I probably get it somewhat from her. Mm-hmm. But they're not, like, I think you kind of, like, you. I formed my own path when I wanted to be the the class clown or the outgoing kind of guy.
Oh, well, that was me growing up. I was.
Was it?
Child, every parent-teacher conference, and I quote, just like this, Christian is a good student. He does his homework. He participates. He helps out the other students. He's fine. He's good. The only thing is, Christian will not stop talking. He's always in someone's business. They call me the mayor. They literally
called you the mayor.
They literally every
Is this year. In like elementary school?
This was elementary. This was like kindergarten, first grade, second grade, third grade, fourth grade, every grade.
They're calling you the mayor.
They called me mayor because I would talk so damn much and I would be in everybody's business. And I'm like, hey, yo, that was me.
You just want to be, do you continue that kind of, you feel like you?
No, I'm the only time I'm in someone's business if it concerns me. I love tea. If it, like,
you do love the tea.
I love the tea, right? Because I'll listen to the tea. But the minute I get involved, oh, hell yeah, I'm about to be the mayor. I'm about to be the president of that bitch. I'm going to shut it down. Don't you get me involved.
Don't get me involved
in no drama, no tea. I'll listen to it. You come to me, I'll listen to it. I ain't asking no damn questions because I don't care. I really don't care. But if you bring it to me, to my attention, I'll listen. But the minute I hear my name in that drama, the devil's a lie. I will whoop all your asses.
Where do you get all these? Where do you say shit? Like, one of the things, you call everybody a heifer.
A heifer, yes.
Why do you, first of all, that's a mean thing to call somebody.
Well, okay, story.
That is a mean thing
to call somebody. Wait a minute, backstory, and I knew you were going to ask me this. So the first, not the first time, but I said it. And one of my friends, Jessica Byrne, she had said, I am not a heifer. I'm not a heifer. This is not, it's a cow. And I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's not nice.
And I don't give a fuck if it's not nice. If I'm calling it, that means I love you. So I'm calling you, you know, it means translation. I love you. Actually, that's a lie because I'd be saying it to some nasty bitches out there. I'm like, so it's interchangeable.
It can't be the same thing. No, it can't be like that. It's interchangeable.
Whatever.
It can't be interchangeable. If you be calling some Karen out there a heifa, then I'm like, all right, yeah, that's a heifa.
No, I wouldn't call Karen a heifa. I would call her Karen. I'm like, this bitch, you are a Karen with a capital K-A-R-E-N.
Okay.
But I had told her, I said, oh, just, I'm like, something, you heifa. And then she's like, I'm not a cow, whatever. And I'm like, girl, what is you talking about? And then I Googled it. I'm like, oh, it does mean, I think, what is it, a baby cow or some sort?
A heifa, yeah.
So, but I heard it.
Alexa, what does a heifa mean?
As a noun, pepper is usually defined as a pungent condiment obtained.
Not pepper, yet. You see,
this
you see,
Alexa sucks.
No, bitch, yo, pronunciation sucks. Alexa, stop. Excuse me, ladies and gentlemen. I'm so sorry. Alexa, what does heifer mean?
Hey,
you white.
Heifer is usually defined as a young cow over 1 year old that has not produced a calf.
Alexa, stop. You know why she didn't understand what you were saying? Because
it mumble?
No, it wasn't that. The word is heifer. I'm a black man, so I'm going to say heifer. I'm from New York. I'm going
to
say heifer.
I knew the answer to that. I'm from Nebraska. I know. I was like,
yeah, because you got nothing but heifers over there. Nothing but cows and corn.
Cows and corn and fucking nonsense. But you have like, I think one of the things I think that you're, what makes me laugh about you so much is you just say things. The way you say things, like the wording you use kills me.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're like, the devil's a lie. I ain't going to go do that with that kid today. I'm like, what'd you just say?
Uh-huh.
Like you have,
I have catchphrases.
Yeah, you have you're very good with that. I think sometimes I have something like that. Yours are better than mine.
It's okay.
But like I'll say certain, like the way I say something or I'll say a certain word, people pick up on, people pick up on, I start talking like, well, don't downtown, we're going to go do this. Or I say some weird shit like that.
Yeah, that was weird because I don't know what you were saying. But yeah.
You get some catchphrases fucking going.
I do. Well, I mean, that's the thing. Well, sometimes it not gets me in trouble, but like I'll say something and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. That wasn't for this situation.
That wasn't the right.
Like I'll say the devil's a lie for something. I'm like, oh, wait a minute, Christian, you don't.
The devil ain't a lie.
Switch out the catchphrase. That wasn't good. Like, that wasn't good.
You're just trying to find the right mojo
the right, you know, whatever. But right. I do. Yeah, I do speak in script, I will say.
You speak in script.
Yeah, because I'd be telling the same shit over and over again.
You tell the same shit.
Because y'all all are annoying, so I got to repeat my damn self
Fucking don't time. Don't call me annoying. Don't call me annoying.
I know, it's a trigger. Like you're fine. God loves you. I love you. There's some people out there that love you too.
Yeah, some people. So bless your heart. Well, like you said at the start of the podcast, someone I think it's good to get into.
Yeah.
You're loyal. You're a loyal motherfucker.
I am.
I am a loyal motherfucker.
I
always say this all the time. I'm loyal to a fucking fault.
Mm-hmm.
I'm loyal when it makes no goddamn sense to mm-hmm. be that loyal. Like, doesn't Jesus Christ let it go? Nah, not going to.
Yeah.
Explain that to me. What is loyalty to you? What is loyalty? That mean to you?
Okay, so I'm a man of my word, right?
Right.
So if I say I'm gonna do something to, like, let's just say help you out, I'm gonna do it.
Mm-hmm.
And if you need me to listen to whatever situation you're going to, I'm going to listen. Right, I'm always gonna be there. I'll try to be always there, you know. And if I can't be there, I will give you a valid reason, and I will make up for it. Meaning, oh, I can't make it tonight, but you know what? Let's meet up next week, and you best believe I'm gonna hit you up next week and be like, let's whatever reconnect. I'll always be there. I will listen to you. I will be there for you. I will give you advice if you need it. If you need me to shut up and listen, surprisingly, I can shut up and listen. So, you know, I'll be there. I'm loyal. I will. If I say I'm gonna be there, I will be there.
Now, do you have levels to your loyalty in the sense of, do you give a lot of loyalty to like a certain group of friends or your family, or like, is it a level of loyalty? Or you?
I would say I feel like I'm pretty equal.
Just overall.
I feel overall I'm pretty equal. Like,
do you feel like people give that kind of loyalty back to you?
Oh, the devil's a lie. Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. And if they don't, then the Scorpio pettiness comes out. Where I'm
you
like,
also have the petty side.
I'm like, oh, no. You're not trying to get my back. Oh, the devil's a lie. I'm not going to get your back. I'm going to break your back.
How hard is it to get out of that, the doghouse from you? If you put someone that you bring that petty shit out,
yeah.
How hard is it for you to let them come back in or something?
Well, I'm a man of first impressions. So that being said, if my first impression of you is not the greatest, you got to do a lot just to get it back onto some.
So do you shut people out a lot on your first impressions of them?
No, because I'm very open. So if I meet someone for the first time, there's no need for me to be petty. There's no need to be all this, the energy, right?
Yeah.
Everyone's got an even playing field. Everyone is equal, right? In my world, everyone is equal. There's no color. We all the same, right?
Yeah.
But that being said, the minute you do some nonsense and you can't see that you're doing some nonsense, ooh, good luck to you.
Good luck to you.
Good luck to you. But I try to be equal. I try to be loyal to everybody. But the minute you start doing some nonsense, I'll give you a break. But if you keep doing that nonsense, please.
Okay, that makes sense to me. I think also I'm trying to connect this loyalty with like how I'm loyal to this fucking. Mm-hmm. I have like a group of loyalty. I started this like my people.
Yeah,
I expect more from you mm-hmm. than I expect from other friends.
Got it.
Let's give an example. Mm-hmm. Katie Denton.
Yeah,
good friend of ours, Katie Denton.
Oh, hi, Katie. Friends. How you doing, Katie. Girl?
Katie's a friend of mine,
mm-hmm.
but I don't put her in my not that she's not, we're not close or whatever, but it's like it's a whole thing. Like you're somebody I text on a regular basis just to be like, I'm fucking pissed off about this. Let me vent real quick.
Yeah.
Now, if you did something to like, heard you talking shit about me, like, mm-hmm. I'd be way more hurt about that. Or I would take that way more. Like he doesn't have my back,
mm-hmm.
or something like that. It would hurt more, I guess.
I mean, of course it would hurt more because then I think there's some type of miscommunication or something that's not right. Yeah. Because I shouldn't do that to you, right? If I'm talking shit about you and you find out about that, it's like.
I'm like, you just tell me right now. Like,
there's a problem. Here,
tell me.
There's a problem. Yeah.
Yeah. So if I have a problem with you, I'm going to be like, yeah, Christian, what the fuck are you doing?
Like,
you're
pissing me off. Right.
I'm going to be that guy there for everybody, like you've been saying. Mm-hmm. For everybody, I'm always going to be there for people.
But once you cut them off.
I'm going to be there for whatever the fuck you need. Like, you go, Dustin, I need you right now. All right, I'm there in a fucking.
Yeah, I see that. I'm like, sort of kind of the same. But like, for example, if it was, like, if it was you and you did some nonsense, I'm going to talk to you, right? Because I'm like this. Don't be doing that shit.
You're not going to just immediately cut
that person. I won't immediately cut you off. Yeah, I will talk to you, and you better say sorry. Don't be saying, no, I'm sorry. You feel that, bitch. I will cut that you out of your system, and you will never say that again.
That's when people say, when you're close with somebody and you go, I'm sorry you feel that way. Like, no. That means you're not even attempting to put.
Please. Oh, I don't want to get upset. You're
not attempting to put my feelings.
Oh.
in there.
You don't understand.
You're just completely saying that I'm wrong. You're not trying to understand.
No, no. Oh, I can't. I will literally get so upset right now and start. Oh, I can't. That is the. Oh, I can't stand that. That is not. You fucking idiots. Those are not apologies. But anyway, now, if it was some other motherfucker that did some nonsense, I'm like, oh, bitch, snip, snip, cut, cut. You out of here. Because I don't feel like wasting my time explaining them nonsense to you.
You think you've gotten that more with your, like, just growing older? I think I'm more like that.
Yeah, because I feel like, I don't have time for this shit. Bye. Exactly. Because you have no worth in my life. Yeah. Do I see you in 10 years? No, I don't. So I don't care. You know what I'm saying? So if I don't see, like, please, I don't have time. But if I care about you, if I truly, you may not have to care about me, right? Mm-hmm. But if I care about you, I'm a talk to you. I'm like this. Listen. No. That wasn't cool. Don't be doing that shit again. I'll fucking take your bones off and then you won't be walking around reproducing or anything, right? Yeah, ocean, we talk about it. But other than that, you know, yeah. I'm a loyal ass bitch.
You're a loyal ass bitch.
I try to be.
And again, like, it's probably frustrating when you don't get that back. Like, if you don't.
Yeah,
do you expect more from certain people?
Like,
what I'm saying about you, do you expect something more from me? Yeah,
I'll break this table that's in front of me if you're not that, you know, not giving the same respect. But no, I feel like. That's another thing too. Let's not get myself worked up, right? Yeah. There's no need to be at a zero and then something happens, you get to a 10. Mm-hmm. Maybe I get to a 5. But there's no need for me to be all the way at that point and be like, da 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 da, let's talk about it. No, be like, yo, that wasn't cool, right? I think now for me, everything is just, I'm tired. Like, let's not, and nothing has to be an episode. Let's just be chill. Let's have a conversation. Let me tell you what you did was not cool. And if you handle that right, you handle it. If you can't, you can't. I have a whole thing with my ex-best friend. I wrote a 10-page letter. I didn't know it was going
to
be.
You have an ex-best friend? I never said that word, that phrase in my life.
Well, guess right.
You have ex-best
friend. I have an ex-best friend. And
how'd that work out? Does he know that he's your ex-best?
Oh no, it was she. It was a she. It was a prom date. It was a backup plan if shit doesn't happen right. It's a long story. I don't even want to tell it here because it's such a long story.
Fine,
but the fact
does she know that she is?
She knows she fucked up.
Classified as an ex-best friend.
Well, I don't know if she knows that because I don't talk to her.
Calling her an ex-best friend.
I mean,
because I kind of wish I told somebody that, like, hey, look at me. You're my ex-best friend, and like, I want to like say that around the world. I think that's actually.
Cool. I mean, that's how I got to say it. She's an ex-best friend. Literally, she used to be a best friend. Now she's an ex, and it was one of those things where I was like, yo, I care about her as much as, you know, she does a lot of stupid ass shit and was being real nasty. You know, a real nasty son of a bitch. And I wrote a letter, which was not even a letter at first. It was just me writing down my feelings because I kept thinking about the things that she was doing. It turned into a 10-page thing, non-double space. Let me tell you, I know how to write. And so, and you know, I kind of did not want it to, I didn't want to send it to her. I kind of just wanted to read it to her that she could hear me. The bitch wanted it to be read, the bitch wanted to be sent to her. So I sent it to her. She read it and basically cut me off. She really cut me off because that was not my intention. My intention was like, these are the things that I have a problem with. These are things that you should be aware of. And she took it, you know, took it as an attack, which was somewhat of an attack in a sense. But she took it completely, you know, whatever. And here we are not talking, which I'm totally fine because the burden off my shoulders are lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think you saying that you're petty, too, when I think can be pretty petty, too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When do you think holding on to pettiness is not beneficial to you anymore?
Oh God, when do I feel
I think
someone has to check me for a quick second. I think if someone's like, Christian, relax. If someone says that to me,
there's gonna be a certain type of people that say that to you though.
Like I think I have people that will be like, Christian, but I'm gonna say this and I don't like talking about myself like that. Some of the things, like if I'm feeling petty about something, someone will actually reassure me like, Christian, I don't think you're being petty. I think you actually have a reason to be annoyed. Okay. And I think because they know how I am as a person and how many chances I give people and how many times I'm understanding, it kind of gets to a point where I'm like, Christian, maybe you have every right to be. You know,
I think it's maybe an awareness.
Maybe petty's like, not even the word now.
I'm stubborn. I'm very stubborn.
Oh yes.
But there's also sometimes I think growing a little older. I'm almost 30 now.
Oh Lord, have mercy, old
fucking man. How old are you now?
I'm 26, but I look like I'm 20, baby. But I feel like I'm 98. Let me tell you, this back problem that I'm having.
I'm 19, feel like I'm 85.
Yeah, and let me tell you something. This boy took a shot and he...
That
Looking like Anderson Cooper on New Year's Eve. Can't even take a damn shot properly.
About fucking died before we started recording.
And here I am living.
But what I was, I think like the awareness of like, I can understand when I'm being stubborn.
Yes.
But if I'm also like, that's what I believe. Like, I'm being stubborn and stupid, but I believe that. Absolutely. And if you don't, if it doesn't make, I can tell you it doesn't make sense.
Absolutely.
I've talked about all this shit a lot of times now, but it's just, I think if your awareness of it, and like, I know I'm being petty, I am. I'm like,
leave me alone.
Cool, if you know who you are, then be who you are.
You know, you want to be how you are, I'll be how I am. And if we don't work together, we don't work together.
Do you seem like you're obviously a really outgoing person?
Yeah.
Really, a bunch of energy.
I try.
But I also feel like you're one of those people that I feel like you are, but maybe you aren't. Mm-hmm. Do you stick with the same group of friends for a really, really long time? Or do you feel like more you constantly make new friends?
Oh.
Even though everyone does both, I know.
Oh, yeah. Like my group of friends.
Like you're from New York. Do you have friends from high school?
I have friends from high school. We have a group name called The Sanes because the ex-best friend was insane. So I named it The Sanes. And that was when she was.
Oh, wow. You are something. You are a petty bitch.
Oh, I am. I mean, please. You are a petty bitch. Listen, everybody's got a group. And I've seen this meme. Everyone's got a group of friends where there's always another group where that one friend is not in that group.
Oh, yeah. We kicked them out. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? I got a group of boys where like that one didn't make the cut.
You know, and it's fine. They might know that they might not be in that group.
He thought he was in the group, but he's really not in the group. I probably have someone probably that. I think I'm in the group. They're like, Dust is not the fucking group.
Which is
probably.
Fine. I'm like, don't get crazy, but y'all can talk about me in that other group, but don't get crazy.
Don't get crazy
because if I find out, I'm going to whoop your ass.
I'm going to whoop your ass.
But exactly. But, no. Wait, what was your question?
I was saying, do you have
a group of friends,
Yes. throughout, or do you feel like you make new friends more?
I do have this, like, I have my Sanes, which are the people that I went to high school with. Then I have, like, friends from college. There's, like, one good friend of mine, Lori. Like, she's, you know, she's that one, like, a solid person. Mm-hmm. Then I have other people from college that I'm close with. So I feel like it's like categories. I have my high school friends that are here, which is a blessing.
Kind of a dumb question, but I mean, more like, do you continue
making new friends?
People like have a set of group friends and they literally, that's their group of close friends.
Forever. No, I'm not like that.
Someone was telling me the other day, like, yeah, I used to hang out with all these high school friends all the time. And I'm like, I don't talk to one person from high school.
No.
Every now and again, it's like an Instagram message or something.
No. Those aren't my people. It's a little bit of both. Like, I got my high school friends, and then I have the college friends. Then I have the people that I've, like, worked professionally. Those are, I will say, are my friends. Mm-hmm. And then I will say, they're not friends, but they're people, like, oh, like, for example, there was a kid that I hit up, and I was like, dang, you looking good. Like, you working out and shit. And I, like, messaged him. And it was like, and he responded, and it was like quick, you know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say that's a friend.
Do you think your closest group of people are the ones that have been with you, kind of? Do you think it's more powerful of a friendship when they've seen you grow through all the way, like, you know?
Yeah,
because I think all those like stages you talked about, I'm not the same. I've changed a pretty good.
No,
amount.
Yeah, the high school friends, they're the one, like, they've seen me from like literally 2013 when I was a freshman in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, freshman in college. God bless. So they've seen the progression, and then the people that I've met on the way, if I trust you enough, or if I'm like close enough and I feel like, oh, I feel like I can open up to you, you will probably be part of that quote unquote journey. Knock this microphone out of
my mouth. Break my fucking $400 mic. What are you fucking doing?
$400. I look like I got it from Dollar Tree.
Oh, anyway. Get the fuck out of here. Don't you dare disrespect.
But no, yeah, I do. I feel like, I have my groups, and then sometimes I may talk, like, I don't know.
It's a weird question because I didn't word it the best, but it's,
no, you're fine.
I thought it was interesting. I'm like, some people, I just was thinking about that. It was one of the questions I wrote down. Maybe this won't make the cut, but it's just the fact of like, are you the same person that like talks to the same people all the time, and then like you're more, more lenient to bring new people into the circle?
No, I see what you're saying. It depends. I think it is one of those things where, like, there are some things I may reveal to, like, the high school friends. There are certain things I may reveal to the college friends, meaning because they may have a different understanding than the high school people. High school people, they don't know about the business, right?
Yeah, they don't know about
the college people, they know about the business, so I'm going to talk to them. then there are people that I've worked professionally. They know about other things that I'm gonna talk to. So I feel like I have different categories of people, but I still talk to everybody in a way that I'm like, what's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Like, it's still, I'm still connected to them. I'm still connected.
Do you like meeting new people a lot?
I do like meeting new people. Yeah. That don't mean that you're going to be part of that circle.
I mean, you're a circle, but you, I think.
I do like meeting new people. I really do. Because I like to just meet new people. I mean,
you're
do.
Like people like, I think I'm naturally just attracted to you with your personality. You. Like, it's Thank very you. Dynamic and it's just out there. It's like, you're, I think you also though, I love your personality. But do you think, I think it's not strong, but it's could definitely it be too, a certain specific.
Could it, could
not,
it be too much specific. For people?
I think what I like about you too, though, is you stick with who you are. Not that who you are is bad, or you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it's, you're either going to like this person or you won't. And I would say more people like you or not. Yeah. I think me, you either like me or don't, and it's maybe that, more half and half.
Well, that's the thing, though. There are people that like me because I'm very much ba-da-ba-bum. But then there are those people that might like me, I may not like them. So that's where it kind and it's it sounds bitchy.
Do you tell them when you like don't like them?
No, I'm not gonna do that to you. I'm like not, I'm gonna, I'm gonna
think,
like
you're gonna let me think that yeah we've been good friends for a while.
No, I mean no, you can think that, but the minute you start saying it, and I hear it like with out of my own ears. I'm like this. No. You relax, girl or relax, boy. But no, I feel like because once again, like I'm not gonna be like if I don't know you, I'm gonna try to be you know. Like, I'm going to be...
You're going to be cordial.
I'm going to be fine.
Those don't sound like... It sounds like a simple thing, but some people don't, are just not like that.
No.
I've seen some people that are just so blocked off to meeting new people or...
Oh, no, I don't like
they're
that.
They're like, you have to either, like, if I have to work to be your friend.
Yeah.
You know? But you're a very open person and everything, so...
I have not touched the tequila. Listen to this music.
Oh, here comes... Oh, that means...
Well, we're still in classy...
the wild shit. We're waiting for the...
We're still in classy world. Classy once we get into the nasty shit, then we'll move to tequila.
Well, we'll stay in the classy world. Do you think, as an actor, Chris, with all the incredible shit that you've done...
Uh-huh.
Do you think this is what you're born to do? This is what you're born to do. Is Christian made in this world? Mommy, daddy, come in. Boom. Here come Christian.
Yeah.
You're made to do this? Made to do the acting? Made to do theatrical performing? Are you made to do this?
I don't think I was made to... Like, I don't think I was put on this earth to always constantly act.
Okay.
I think I was put on this earth to act, but also there's other things that I am also good at.
There's other things you go at. Yeah, so you don't think that there's one sole purpose. You know, some people think there's one sole thing. Like, I was born in this world to make the new tequila bottle.
I don't think so. I had a...
That's a bad example.
No, you're fine. I had a...
I know I'm fine.
Gotcha. I had a... what is it? Like, some, like, artistic statement or some purpose that I wrote. And I forget what it was exactly. But it was very much like, oh, my purpose in life is to, like, bring entertainment or comedy to... children and families.
Okay. That's very specific.
It was very specific. I'm paraphrasing what it was, but it was, I said children because I'm good with children. Families because that can mean families with children or it can mean a family of grown ass adults, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means it could be theater, it could be camera, it could be voiceover, it could be education.
But you think that's like the main goal?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know what it like. I mean, I'm still trying to act shit. But like, I feel like it always comes back to being happy, right? Everyone's like, "What do you do with your life?" And it's like, no, I feel like what makes you happy?
Yeah.
Like now,
it's all different.
Could a happiness? You know, could a happiness pay some bills? That's where it comes down to at the end.
It really does sometimes.
But I feel like my am I happy doing the things that I'm doing? I would say yes.
Yeah.
Because I'm balancing it out, right?
Yeah. Do you think that everything that's happened, last time we talk every day.
We talked November 21st, I think 2020.
Is that what it was?
I don't know. Keep talking and I'll
probably
find
2021.
It. I think 2021.
In the year, do you feel like your goals have changed? Do you feel like you still have the goals? Do you still have, is it certain acting goals that you're still trying to obtain?
No, you know what's funny? I think it has changed in a sense where I'm not gonna give my, it's like a bomb, a ticking time bomb, right? I'm gonna make sure that it's whatever I want to do happens on this date, and if it doesn't, I'm gonna die, right? No, I think my goal has kind of changed and has gone up and down in a sense where I'm like, in a sense, I think it's, like I said before, my goal is just to be happy and make sure that I can financially support my family, my future family, myself.
Do you think that it comes, I think things like that, we come out of college and we're like, oh, I've got to be on broad. I got to do this. I got to be on broad, all this. And yeah. Then you get older. I'm like, dude, I want to fucking, then I see people that don't have the money to do, cause they don't like, mm-hmm. I want to be financially secure. I want to have I just want to be happy.
Yep.
Everyone's happiness is different. When does Christian feel the most happy?
Oh God.
He's fucking texting somebody.
No, I'm not, bitch. It was November 21st. I was right. It was November 21st, 2020.
Look at that fucking shirt on you. That goddamn.
I fucking love that shirt.
Yeah, it's a good shirt. It's a good shirt.
Thank you so much.
When is Christian the most happy? Oh. What do you think?
Oh,
it's a deep question. We get deep on this podcast.
That's shocking.
You fucking trying to answer. I did like a couple warm up questions. Mm-hmm. You know, now he's all like, oh, fuck.
God.
Oh, shit.
No, when is
that? Are you really the interviewer of 2022? I'm like, yeah, listen, I am.
He's doing fine, ladies and gentlemen. He's doing fine.
Break up.
But I think, please, I'm trying to answer your question. Good. Shut your mouth. Thank you so much. I think the happiest I am, and it's so funny because the kids see my picture on the TV and they're like, Mr. Christian, and I always say, oh, a time when I was happy about
that.
I literally say that every single time. But I think the happy, I don't know. I think the happiness, the happiest I am. You know what's funny? This is, oh God, because this is going to like, not open a can of worms, but like, I think I'm happy. Oh, or it sounds like a bitch, whatever.
Open them up, motherfucker.
I think the happiest I am is when either, it's, I don't know if it's narcissistic, but I think I'm happy when I do something that makes someone happy, which kind of goes back to the thing of like, bring comedy and happiness to children and their families.
I don't think that's narcissistic.
I don't think so.
I think you're getting a feeling.
Like I'm fulfilling the goal that I wanted to do. So if I'm making a child happy, I'm happy. If I'm making a parent happy, yeah. I'm happy.
Why would you think that's narcissistic?
Because there are people that get a high off of that. As in like, oh, I'm doing something.
I think isn't it more if you're getting something from it? Like, what? No.
I think it's, like, it's how you, what is the word? I think it's how you, I don't know.
I feel like I'm not helping you out here right now, but I don't know what you're trying to say.
You're not helping at all.
I know, I'm not helping at all.
I think people get a high off of that as like, oh, I did something.
Oh,
I truly, I truly feel happy.
I'm donating to charity.
Yes.
So that I can get the,
And it's not,
not evaluation.
It's not gratification. It's not even that, because I don't need you to tell me. Like, I don't need gratitude. Like, I don't need to be like, oh, words of affirmation. I don't need that. But like, if I can visually see that you're happy and I did something to make you happy, if I helped you out, if I made you smile, if I made you laugh, I'm happy. Yeah. Like, I truly did the thing.
We're very similar that way. I was saying, I was leading a group because like Christian said earlier in our job, like, I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal.
Yeah, big, but ain't no deal there. But
Christian, anyway, continue. Big deal.
Okay, go on.
And but I was leading like just a little meeting and I go, I got this fun icebreaker and like I pass around, which we'll do later on.
Yes.
But it was like questions. It was just like, it's about getting in a deeper conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. like actually really knowing them instead of what's your favorite dinosaur? I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I don't know.
We ain't got time to ask that. But like getting in deeper talks with them. And one of the questions was something about what's something about yourself that you're really proud of, but you're afraid that people may not understand or something.
Oh, yeah.
So my answer was, I truly love just listening to people and connecting with new people or connecting with anybody. Yeah. I love learning about someone.
Oh my God, Dustin, and we are like the same.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And I get worried that some people may think that I'm either fake with that or I'm not.
Or there's some alternative motive.
Yeah, an alternative motive to it or something. But I'm like, no, I really just, I'll go to a bar by myself and just someone wants to talk and I just want to talk to them.
Yeah.
About them. Like half the time it's not even about me. Like, yeah, we always talk about ourselves too. But like, you know, like I love just learning about people and like making those connections.
The same way.
So I think I like that. I love, like, love that about you.
Yeah, unfortunately, I got to know you, and now here I am.
Now here you are. Now I fucking sucks.
No, but yes, I think I do get. I think that's when I'm happy. Where if I'm listening to someone and they're telling me their you know, the struggles that they're going through, or and I, if I can be some type of assistance like that, I feel happy, because I'm like, I helped them out. I did something to help them out.
You really want to help people?
I do. I like to help people. As nasty son of a bitch I am, I do like to help people. I try.
You are a nasty little son of a bitch.
I am.
You said some negative shit sometimes. Sometimes I'm like, I do. You be fucking negative like
that. I'm like, oh damn, because you said that shit. But it's like, I did, because y'all be forgetting. Y'all be thinking I'm always at a 10, but there's some other layers. Sometimes I'm a nasty son of a bitch because y'all get me upset.
Do you think people? Do you think people expect you to be at a 10 with your energy being so high all the time?
I think back in the day, but I think now they know that.
Now they know. Like,
they now know.
Some people, I think now it seems like old talk or old hat or some shit, but like, I feel sometimes that everyone always expects me, and I think you would could agree with this.
Let's see.
Everyone expects me to constantly be the one that's like, yeah, what's up, dude? I'm starting to call. I'm having fun. I'm this. I'm like, sometimes
I
don't.
Well, I know you. So the I
moment,
know, yeah.
The moment, if there's ever a moment, if I'm in a social setting where I'm just not into it, it's like, what's wrong with you? What's
yep,
wrong? What's
absolutely. Wrong? What's wrong? Yep. Same way. Same way. You feel that way? It's like the person at my certain place that I'm at specifically, you know, that person got all scared because I spoke my mind, and they freaked out, and they had to bring other people in because they didn't know what to do in that situation, you know?
Because you're being more real.
I was being real. And the person even said to me, oh, I didn't expect you to, you know, say those things. No, you see, that's the problem. You assumed. You assumed, you know?
People just kind of, they just assume that everyone's one way and not multi-layered, which is so interesting, because everybody, we all know everyone's multi-layered. Everyone knows that, even as eccentric, you have those people that are that one like, thing, and that's all like, they are.
Oh, God bless.
But you know, yeah, we're both eccentric people. I still need my time to fucking be in my room, not talk to anybody.
I don't have time.
But then it's like, oh, let's go out. And we're like, I don't want to go out. Yep. I can't go out because I've been out fucking 5 days in a row.
People
like,
make fun of me because I take a nap every day between the hours of 3 o'clock and 4 or 2 or 4. Whatever.
3 o'clock and 4? That's your nap time?
It's between 2 and 4 or 3 and 4.
Nap time for Christy Krish?
Because I'm tired. That's the thing. People don't understand. Like, not trying to talk about myself, but like the energy that
this podcast exude, is literally about you. You can talk about yourself.
Well, I'm a tired ass bitch. And let me tell you something. When I leave from this facility, I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to take a nap, aka probably go to sleep, because here we are at fucking 12 o'clock at midnight. It's not 12 o'clock.
Teaching
midnight.
And it's educating kids is the most exhausting thing.
Yeah.
Please. Other than, let
if
me
you
be
do
very
it right,
clear.
If
let
you do it,
if you do it right, right. True. Well, let's get into that. And before we get into that, though,
yes.
To be very fucking clear, anyone that does manual labor where they're fucking doing, like, changing sidewalks, let me be very clear, that's a physical tired thing.
Changing sidewalks?
Changing, you know what I fucking meant.
Like, no, I
building
don't, because I'm
building houses,
you.
Fucking.
So you're talking about hard labor?
Hard labor. There's a different
tire. You could have said that, talking about changing sidewalks. Who the fuck changes sidewalks? I mean, there
some people,
are people
you
that
gotta
do,
build, knock sidewalks down. See, this is why this podcast sucks. I'm drinking, and I fucking know what I'm talking about half the time.
Well, that's unfortunate.
But talk about that, that exhaustion with being an educator teaching with kids, with the age range that we teach, and stuff.
Just talk about
now
how
me
tired
again.
Is.
Like I said, I'm a manager.
Oh yeah, he's not as you know with the children as much anymore.
No, I still listen to me, but I still do it because you know why. You see these things on my desk, Christian?
What do I see? There is a box of there's no, a, not a box. There's a bottle of Lysol. There's
okay.
Some,
that was for the I was. You know,
are you talking about that little picture right there? That says best.
What are you? There's two awards here. Okay.
What are you?
There's two awards here.
I don't give a fuck about your awards.
I'm a two-time.
I can't. You see, that's the problem between you and me.
Like I said,
No. Hush up. It's my episode. You see. That's the difference between you and me, and I said it before. And look at that. Look how we got to this point. You said, look at these awards. What did I say about a few minutes ago? I said, I don't need any words of affirmation. I don't need that shit. So by you telling me about these awards, I just simply do this.
Yeah, okay.
I put them face down.
But then I pick them up and I show
you. Well, that's wonderful. But guess what? I know in my heart I'm doing a good-ass job. And this is another thing, too. There are some people out there, and I feel this sometimes, because they... And I feel this sometimes. I really do. And this is something that I've dealt with like growing up where it's a damn shame. And I'm not bringing race into it, but it's a damn shame where I feel that sometimes people don't give credit where credit is due. Because to be honest with you, I'm going to talk about myself.
You saying I don't deserve my awards?
I'm not talking about you. This is my episode. So I can give two shits if you had three awards. I could really care less. What I'm saying is... that sometimes people, and this is a damn shame, people know that someone is good at something, but they it takes a lot for them to actually give them the credit.
They almost expect it. Or it's
they expect it, right?
They think when you get it's they get almost what's the word I'm trying to think of, Christian? It's they're so used to it, and it's they don't understand how great it is. And sometimes it takes that greatness, like someone that's great at your job, like you are, and it takes you not being there to be like, oh fuck, we had something good. It's the same thing when you go to relationships or whatever, like oh shit, that was really good. Yeah. I didn't know it was good, and that's why you should be so. Have so much gratitude when you have, when you know that something's good, tell them that it's great. Give them that.
And it's funny because you know what? Even in that, like, even in all of that, when you keep coming back, like, when you keep coming back for more, you, by you doing that, your actions tell me that I'm good at what I'm doing. Yeah. So when you don't give me credit and you keep coming back, listen, you don't got to tell me because I already know you keep coming back. So obviously I'm doing something good. Obviously I'm doing something right.
I love that. That means you're just not as, you're probably not as insecure as I am, to be honest with you.
No, I try not to be.
Very open that I'm very insecure. I'm a very insecure person, as much as even if I'm joking around.
Yeah.
Like literally me fucking joking about my awards. Hey guys, that was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, there's two awards on this desk.
There is.
But it's, you know, I can't get over the COVID test fucking shit. When I said that I had 100 COVID tests and people thought I was actually serious selling COVID tests on the fuck.
Whatever. I mean, bitch, we're in a time of need. So if you're telling that someone needed that COVID test and here you are bragging about something.
What was I trying to get at? But like, I'm a very insecure person. Yeah. I hate that I am. I work my ass off to try to not be on certain things or whatever. But I sometimes feel like I need someone to tell me something.
And let me tell you, and that is, and you know what?
Which I shouldn't be. And I love, no, I'm actually there jealous are some of people,
but there
are like
some,
that.
But there are some people like you that need that, which is which I feel like is totally fine. Then there are other people, and I can name some names,
to be clear,
but I'm not
need
say
it in certain instances. I don't need, I'm going to do my job and I'm going to do my job.
Yep.
But there are times where I all overthink things. Sorry to cut you off.
No, you're fine. Because there are people out there that like truly need it all the time. Do I look good in this? Oh, and I'm like, no, you don't look good. And you know why I'm saying that? Because I want you to freak out. Shut the fuck up.
I don't need that.
No, but there are people that, they need like every little thing. And I'm
they can't make a decision without
it. And I'm like, I'm the type of person where I really don't care.
I like that about you.
No, because to me, because the way that I think about it, it's like, especially if it's in like in a work environment, I'm like, bitch, y'all don't wake me up in the like, I don't care. I'm not doing whatever I'm doing. I'm not doing it for you. Mm-hmm. It goes back to the thing that my purpose. I'm doing it for the children. I'm doing it for the families. I'm doing it for the person that I admire, the person that I like. I'm trying to make you happy. Or I'm trying, like, it makes me, I get happy when you're happy. So that being said, I'm gonna just do what I need to do. I don't care. Listen, I got parents that hit me up telling me on the side, this and that, da, 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 da. Do I need to have the higher powers that be know all that? No, I don't need that, because for what reason? They're telling me and they're fulfilling my happiness, my purpose, whatever.
But it still should be, but then when you talk, if you're talking strictly with work, then you talk about compensation. It's like, that's when, in my position, I'm like, yo, Christian, this guy, fucking pay him more money and whatever.
Yeah.
Or something like that, where like some, like just giving, you have to give that kind of feedback.
So now if we talk about money, oh, please. You know, right? If we,
But, when you go like to the outside of the world, where now you're just looking for somebody to give you that attention, it's a crutch to you.
Right? Yeah, there's sometimes where you're like, or I was to say me. Like there are moments where I'm like, damn, I wish somebody would give me some credit. But you know what? I don't sit in that too long. I don't, because
that's big of you. But everyone should have that though.
Everyone should have a little something.
I think I've gotten better at like I don't give a fuck. Like I used to really
give care a fuck
about how people risk give too much fucks.
Yeah,
worried about people liking me.
Mm-hmm.
And I still want everyone to like me. I think I'm a pretty likable guy. Like, I get along with a lot of people. But let me tell you something.
Go ahead. Oh, here we go. Christian. What do you want to tell me?
Everybody likes me.
Okay.
Everybody.
It's so funny. Earlier today, I heard someone that did not like Dustin. But did I say anything? No, continue. Ooh. You see? Insecurity. See, you see how it just creeped right in.
I knew. See, I knew that was a joke, but it's on my head because my head's a fucked up place. I'm like,
I know. It's okay. This person doesn't like me. As soon as he stops that recording button, he going to ask me.
No. It'll be like 3 hours later. You'll be home. Like, hey, Christian, get home safe. Yeah, it was a good podcast. Yeah. Yo, but real quick, who doesn't like me again?
I'm like, bitch, you better get out of here with them questions. I'm off the clock. Leave me the hell alone. No, but I feel you. I understand that because there are moments where I feel that too, but I just try not to sit in it because once again, I think about the people that I do trust, the people that I know have my back, the people that do love me. I think about those people.
Do you feel like you're, I mean, you seem really good at just like getting yourself out of a rut or if something's sad, like I can't even see you being depressed about something.
Well, you know what?
Not that you can't, because you know all people do. Everyone has their own thing.
But it's hard.
It seems like you would be so good at pulling yourself out and be like, nope, it ain't my fault. I'm the best fucking there is. I'll sit in it for a while.
Yeah, even like the example that you use, I will say, yeah, like whatever. I forgot the sentence you just said, but it would be very much like, before I even get, like, I don't know.
Like if you got broken up with, I don't feel like you're gonna. I know I say breaking up with a lot.
No, you're fine.
It's just the easiest thing to. I think it's the best.
I know you're used to it.
Make the analogy.
Just kidding. Oh, child, if y'all saw how white this boy got, looking like Casper. No. I triggered something, but continue. No.
I want to be very fucking clear here.
Yes.
I break up with everybody.
Okay, so anyway, continue as you were saying. but if I were to get broken up with,
you're not going to sit in that. You would have the mindset, the way your mind is, the way it seems like, is you'd be like, "Fuck that, dude. That's his or her loss."
Well, you'd be surprised because sometimes I will get into, I will get into a space where I'm like, no, I did so much for this person because I feel like I'm very loving and caring. Mm-hmm. The fact that they did this to me would hurt me. And I would sit in that because I'm thinking to myself, I did so much for this person. Yeah. And the fact that they did this to me hurts me. Like, why would they do something like that? I sit in that for a little bit. Mm-hmm. Then something clicks and to be like, Christian, they don't deserve your motherfucking ass. You did so much for this bitch. Why are you even sitting in it? And then I get myself out of it.
What would be an advice for someone that, I mean, it's just me, particularly, or anybody, like people that just sit in that kind of.
Oh, child, don't.
What would you do? Or is there a trick that you have to get yourself out of that? Is it just a mindset thing?
I think it's a mindset thing. And I would say the devil's a lie. Don't do that shit.
That's definitely the title of this podcast, by the way.
The devil is a lie. It's not even a, he's not a liar, but he's a lie. The devil is a lie.
The devil's a lie.
He's a lie. And so that being said, like, first of all, the devil's a lie. And then you just like, I don't know, just don't, because I don't know. I think about the future. I don't know, but I'm like, it's like, why would I can't, how dare you put me? Oh, that's the trick. I think I always blame the other person where how dare you put me in such a space? I'm not like this. I will never be upset about somebody. How dare you? Mm-hmm. Especially if I did so much to help you and do so much for you. How dare you do that to me? No, I'm not giving you that. I'm not giving you that power. That's the trick. I'm not giving you that power to do such a thing.
To get you away from who you really are.
Who you are. No, I know. Yes, exactly. So if you're going to make me feel bad about something, I'll try to see what I did, but then how dare you have me sitting there and you probably living your life?
Maybe I shouldn't act this way.
I'm wasting my time. I could be doing something else. I could literally be putting my energy into something else.
Second time you're trying to break my mic.
I'm so sorry. It's Dollar Tree. But anyway,
you fucking have people on my podcast thinking I'm using Dollar Tree microphones, okay?
Listen.
That's fucking Shure microphone?
It says Shure. Uh-huh. A dollar? What? Sure. For sure. I'll take that. And so, that being said, I really try to be like, how dare you put me in such a space? Because how dare you going to take me away from my character? How dare you going to live your life, do what you're going to do to hurt me, and here I am moping and doping. Get out of here.
That's just, I don't know if you understand how powerful that is. Maybe you do.
Yeah, because I don't know.
I know so many people that can't do that. And I'm saying that I'm one of them. I think that
I think it's something where it's a little maybe out of someone's comfort zone. It's something that's hard, but it's one of those things where anything, you just got to try to do it. You have to try. Literally just try. You know, get your heart broken many times. You know, get fucked up many times. And then, you know what? Start practicing.
That's practicing.
Just start practicing. Yeah, I'm not. And once again, I'm not going to give you that power. Get out of here. Please. I really think about that so many times where I'm like, here I am crying my eyes out, wasting my money on Kleenex. Here I'm rocking back and forth with my finger in my mouth
giving
in a corner.
Energy to someone that's not fucking giving why? You any energy.
No. Why would I do that? And I could be.
Why do we do that?
And I could, yo, and I could be completely wrong. They could be crying, right? Maybe. But here, but you know what? No, I don't know that. You're not crying. I'm assuming that you're not crying.
The mind is a fucking wild thing. We make up. Mm-mm. We make up stories in our head. Like, our mind can make up stories for no fucking reason.
For no reason.
Why did I just fucking...
Oh, and you know why, too? I listen to a lot of people. And I think this goes back to me just being always there and being loyal. I think I listen so much to so many different people that I try to learn from them. So I'm like, oh, I ain't gonna do that shit. I ain't gonna do what that person did, talking about they crying every single night. I ain't doing that because look how crazy that bitch looked like.
Sometimes it takes that to be like, or if it's you see yourself and then you're like, dude, was I like that?
No, yeah, yeah.
How I handled that situation?
Yeah, so I learn really from other people. Thank you, y'all, for having struggles where it makes me have less struggles.
Hey, God bless you for all your struggles because God I ain't got you. None. I have a question for you.
Okay, here we are back
and
again.
I don't want you to take this the wrong way.
Go ahead.
But like I said, you're one of my people.
Yes, and I'm very... Go ahead.
Do you feel like you're needy?
Needy? Yes and no. Yes and no. And I will say, and I'll tell you why.
Okay. All right. Go.
I say no because I like to act like I am needy. If that makes any sense.
You like to act like you're needy.
Because there are people that are needy and it's so stupid and funny to me because I'm like, oh, you are. It goes back to the insecurity in a sense where I'm like, oh, you are, oh, God bless your heart because you are so deep down in there that you need something that you are needy, right?
Yeah.
Then I say yes because I'm like, no, bitch, you better pay attention to me. Yeah. I'm worth your while. Pay attention to me. I'm needy.
What?
You know, but not needy in a...
I don't think that you are needy in it. And this is not me reading. This is, again, we're more open. Oh, you're my people.
Go ahead.
I want to talk about the last time we were on.
Yeah.
That didn't get, you know, the unedited, unreleased version. Two, I will sometimes get texts, and you will be like, if I don't text you back or answer a certain question, you'll be like, where the fuck you at, Dustin?
Yes, because I asked you a question. You better answer
that. That was 10 minutes ago.
Yes.
Sometimes take me a little longer.
I'm not that extreme where it's 10 minutes. Don't get too crazy. Let me tell you something. Well, maybe it's an important question. I need the answer to it. if that's the case, if it's an important question I need to answer, give me the answer, right? Literally, my friend had asked me something about going down to North Carolina, some shit. He's like, when is the latest for you? And I said, probably Monday. I'm going to tell him by Monday. I'm going to tell him, right?
Needy might not be the best term here because I think needy also has a negative connotation. So I apologize for that. That's not what I mean.
I forgive
you. Certain essence. You don't know but what I do you're think doing, there's some needy trying. Things to whatever. But you have an interesting, so we've taught like, I wonder sometimes why we've stayed such close friends.
Yeah.
Even what we talked about so far, like we're very similar with how we think, but there's also things that we're very different on.
Yes.
Like
I've switched to tequila, ladies and gentlemen. I pee.
Let them know.
You got to let them know. We took a quick break. I don't know what's going to be sounding.
Let them know.
What's
first half, sound like. We're about PG, maybe. I don't even know if we hit 13. I mean, we had to say 13,
bitch,
I guess.
Let's just get to TVMA. Come on.
We're at PG-13. We might peek into R.
Shout out to all the dudes that are probably listening to this because they know about that TVMA when they were young in high school and they were
What's TVMA?
You don't know what TVMA is?
No, what is
TV
for mature audiences.
There you go.
Okay, cool. All right, so I do know. All right, cool.
Okay.
I'm smart sometimes.
When you want to be. But anyway, as you were saying.
Are you fucking cut me off? I don't even remember what I was talking about now.
I don't know.
See, you can't.
I'm so sorry. I'm worth your while to be interrupted. No, you were talking about I'm being needy, and I'm not needy. That's not the word that you would use.
I got it now. So yeah, so there's certain things about us that we're so much alike on. There's also certain things that we're so far on, like plans. You get very upset with me because I won't make plans with you.
We've talked about this before. Yes.
And I'm one of those people that I hate making plans half the time because then you feel
locked in.
And then I have to, because I'm so loyal. I'm like, someone asked me to come out tonight. A girl asked me to go out tonight.
Yeah.
And beautiful girl.
No, she ain't getting you.
But my loyalty, I'm like, I can't say no to Christian. But then I felt bad because I was like, oh, can we hang out with a beautiful girl?
No.
I'm not saying I regret it. That's not what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm trying to get the point across. Here we go.
Because I'm about to snap on this bitch right now. Like, I'm talking about to
kill me.
Go ahead.
But I was like, oh, I'm locked in. I have to be the Christian. Like, I can't say no. Like, he's somebody that if I canceled on you,
yes.
Which I've done before,
yes.
Or like, because I'm so sporadic.
Yes.
You'll fucking kill me. Like, you'd be so mad at me.
I don't want
you to ever be mad at me.
Because on my end, I'm a loyal ass bitch. I just cleared out my schedule for your motherfucking ass. How dare you cancel on me? I will whoop your ass.
And then me, I'll be very sporadic with my planning. Like, hey, Dustin, let's get drinks tomorrow. Or I'll be like, yeah, I could probably be free. You take that as a we're for sure getting drinks. In my head, I go, yeah, I'll probably be around there.
No.
I have
so many different circumstances. Like, I live far away. It costs me money to come to wherever.
And I'm an asshole, and I don't take any of those.
So that being said, like, if you tell me, I'm a be there. And if I'm there and you ain't there, well, that's a wonderful thing. Because guess what? You're going to pay for me to be there. And you're going to pay me for the time and energy that it took me to get there. I'm not going to lose nothing. The devil's alone.
I ain't gonna lose nothing. Were you mad at me today when I told you I couldn't do it at 6 o'clock? Or we had to put it up?
No, I was just fucking with you.
I just think that's. I think maybe I had a somewhat idea of you at the first where I'm like, if I tell this dude that it's at this time and I'm like, I got something else coming up, he's like, oh, Jesus fuck Christ, like, you need it to be at this, and then I'm more like, maybe around there.
I am a stickler for time. No,
you are, and I'm not. Your party's at 9 o'clock. I'll be there at 10:30.
I'm one of the rare Black Dominican people out there where I'm on time. It's a stereotype that's real. Are you kidding me?
Is it real?
Listen, between you, white boy, and me, black man, let me tell you something. It is very true. Black people say the party starts at 9. They will not be there until 11 o'clock. Maybe 12 o'clock. It's true. You get there at 9 o'clock. You helping setting up. You are working.
Working, you doing shit.
Yeah, you are.
See, absolutely. I'm that dude. If anyone invites me anywhere, I remember telling, I have a good, one of my best friends, Jake Mormon. I was asking him, somebody was like, Dustin, if you say you're going to be there at 9, you'll be there by at least 9:15. I'm like, Jake, what do you think I'm doing when the party starts at 9? What am I doing beforehand? He's like, you're pre-gaming. I will pre-game any goddamn social gathering I'm about to go to. I'm like, oh, let me get a couple
drinks. Did you pre-game before this?
Yeah.
Oh, bless your heart.
I had a beer or two before you got here. I think I like to use the word term pregame as just like, you know, getting a little loosey goosey.
Oh.
Just to like calm your nerves and shit. Like,
I didn't know.
It's a word of podcast. I don't
drink beer, so I don't think
you
beer.
Know, I like to you drink know. Like some, like today I usually only drink light beer now, but like I got a couple pilsners. Like it was a long ass day today. I was like, all right, a little beer, calm myself down a little bit, or just get my head. It helps me get my headspace out of everything that happened that day. This crazy work schedule today or whatever.
Are you out of that headspace now?
Yeah. I'm like, I don't even give a fuck. So I'd asked, one of the things I want to do is like top five. If you know me, I like to do top five fucking anything. I'll give you top five goddamn crayons ever created in the world.
Yes.
I love listing shit.
Got it.
Yours was top five sexual positions.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, why is that the first thing you thought of?
Because you know what? No one talks about sex. Everyone is so fucking scared about talking about getting fucked in the ass, getting fucked in the vagina. It's like, yo, what is wrong with y'all? Just talk about the damn thing.
Disclaimer in this episode, this is where we get a little X-rated.
Okay? Yes, and this could be your little teaser, too.
This could be my little teaser.
We're like, we're going to be talking about sex. Right, so why is it
that you feel that way?
Feel about what?
Seeing that people don't want to talk about sex or are so afraid to talk about sex. Why do you feel that is the case?
Because I think I could be completely wrong. Either people are not experienced, so they might not be able to engage. Some people might feel uncomfortable talking about themselves in that way.
Okay.
Or some people are just don't want to talk about it.
I think that it is the most intimate thing that we do as humans.
It is.
Correct me if I'm wrong. What do you think? I think
it is. I think it is very intimate.
It's and it's also, even no matter what,
it could be intimate, and it also could be
about it in an open dialogue with somebody. Like, it's like a, you're getting to know people on a level that is almost hidden behind closed doors.
Which I think, if the I think people make it that way, right?
Okay.
Where people might say, ooh, we can talk about you, or not like that for like, let's talk about sex. But like, I think, for example, you, how you just said it's a very intimate, it might be a very vulnerable thing. Some
it's
people,
a very, it's not a might, it's a very vulnerable thing.
But some people are just so freely able to talk about it that it's intimate, but there's like, the word, I feel like people, when they say vulnerable or intimate, it always goes to something very serious.
Yeah.
Where it's like, turn off the lights, here we go.
It you know what I'm saying? I'm not even saying it has to be that. I mean, I guess it looks at some the way people, that you think of sex or when you have sexual relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So do you find yourself as a sexual partner? Do you tell me to shut up. Do you consider yourself a biological.
Bilingual, biological human being on this planet. Fucking stupid.
Biological
ass.
Is not the right term.
It's not the word. What's the word you're looking for?
Why did I think it was biological?
I don't know. This is why everyone always flubs their words when we talk about sex. Jesus everyone Christ. Gets a little nervous. Well,
there's that for sure. And also, I've had a lot of drink.
Mm-hmm.
Christian, you consider yourself a bisexual man, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
So,
I would say more gay now because I've been.
But do you fuck. Do you classify, like, not the classifies.
Do I identify?
Identify, thank you very much. See, you're this welcome. Is why you're very good at that. This is why I have smart
I got my words. I got things planned.
You identify more as a gay man now?
No, I would
man?
Say.
Or do you not identify as anything?
Well, to be honest with you, I can't stand these fucking identifications. It's like, god damn, we got the LGBTQ, LMLP, and I can say it because I'm part of that fucking community, so don't get crazy. But that being said, no, I mean, like, I don't really. I really don't care. Like, if I likes you, I likes you, which is also which is an identity. It's a sexuality called pansexual. I'm not pansexual because, that being said, if you were biologically a man, you're biologically a man, I will be with you. If you're biologically a woman, I will be with you. If you are doing other things between that, I'm probably not going to be, you know, about that life.
We're not saying that that's wrong,
which is nothing wrong, but I'm just ain't about that. I ain't about that life, you know.
Okay.
That being said, but if you were gonna put the label, like, yeah, you could say I'm bisexual because I'm like, I'm kind of open to, you know.
So do you, you find yourself in a sexual being? You find yourself as a very open sexual being person?
Yeah, yeah.
You can what does that mean to you? What is an open sexual being person mean?
Well, it ain't no open sex, though. I'll tell you that much. Okay, I ain't going to be, I ain't going to be fucking around with one person and fucking around with another person and another. Let's fuck together. I ain't doing that shit. No, no, no. Because Christian gets attached. Actually, I've gotten better. But anyway.
Christian gets attached.
Back in college, child. Ooh. I can lick your thigh and I'm like, I'm attached to you, you know. Okay. But all that right. being said, no, I mean, what was your question?
When you approach sex with somebody, is it something like when you're first dating somebody or you're seeing somebody, are you very open to talking about that right away? Like,
it ain't sex all the fucking time. Like, I'm not like, there are some people out there that's like sex, fuck, I'm gonna get in your pants. That's not me.
That's not you.
No.
I think it was a connection earlier with what we were talking about.
Yeah.
I think your idea of how open you are with sex is how, the way that you look at it, with thinking of it as an intimacy thing.
Yeah.
As much as, I've gone around and had sex with a lot of people, but I still look at it as a very intimate
thing. Yeah. No, because I'm not, like I said, like, I do get attached somewhat easily, or it is a very intimate thing. Like, my body's a temple. So that being said, I ain't gonna give my dick up that quick. You know, I'm gonna let you work hard for it. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think you're very good at one night stands?
Oh God, no.
Okay. I don't think I am either.
I think I can. Oh, actually, let's get real. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, buckle up. So, for example, like, I'll kiss you. I can kiss you. I can suck your dick. I can eat you out. But I ain't gonna fuck you. I ain't gonna do that because I feel like me inserting myself, because if we're gonna talk about it, Christian Jimenez is a top. I'm not going to get fucked in the ass. I'm not. I know you, his face is so shocked. I'm not going to get fucked in the ass. No.
I'm laughing because it's one of the questions I wrote down.
Oh, of course, because you're so curious. Everyone's so curious to find out about what
Christian does. I love these conversations. I live with three gay men, and I love asking.
Had any type of curiosity. Anyway, don't answer that. But that being said, no, I'm not. Like, no. I'm not going to insert myself into you. Like, if that's what you want. Let's be real. I'm literally inserting myself into you.
So that what we're saying in a non, I guess, less vulgar sense is I think that's the most intimate thing I can do with somebody. So that's the next level to me.
Yeah.
I can fool around with somebody. But then when it comes to me having sex with somebody, it takes me.
Intercourse.
It's either me going, I really like you, or I got drunk enough to be like, all right, I guess I
try not to get to that. Ooh. To be honest with you, if we're going to be honest, if I like you, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not going to insert myself into you. That's the thing.
I can't wait for people to turn this
off. I'm so sorry. No, don't turn this shit off because you know you're thinking it. So that being said, I'm not going to have intercourse with you if I really like you because that's a very intimate thing. Now, I might give you head. You might give me head. So that being said, I think there's a little bit freeingness to it.
Okay.
That being said, if I like you, I'm going to hold back from that thing because I really, truly want to get to know you. I really want to figure out all these different things about you.
And then it gets to the point of, is sex a physical act? It's a physical act, obviously, but some people either just look at it as a physical act or it's like making a connection with someone.
To be both.
I'm very more on the best sex I've ever had in my life is I'm connected with that person.
Mm-hmm.
I've had sex for no reason because I'm drunk, drinking with somebody. I'm like... Yeah. Half the time, like, whatever my number is, mm-hmm. I'm like, that's because I was trying to get over somebody. Or I was like, I had to try.
Yeah, you were going through
it. But I'm very big on, I want to connect with them. If I'm not connected with them, I don't want to do that at all. I've stopped going to the next level. Even, like, when you think as a guy, like, oh, just you're straight male guy, blah, 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 that kind of guy, yeah. Like, no, I don't want to just have sex with somebody. I want to, like, connect with them.
Yeah. I think, to me, to be honest, I think I said it to my friend the other day. I was like, there are some people that I'm like, I want to know what you look like under them clothes. I want to know what under the bed. You know what? And listen, sometimes it's fine to just act upon it. Just go ahead and do the damn thing.
Just act and have fun.
Just be like,
live your life.
I just kind of want to know what you do up in the bed. And then you move on, and then that's it. Yeah. No strings attached because you like. Now, if you could communicate that, like, listen, I'm gonna fuck you. You're gonna like it. We're gonna move on.
Yeah, that's open communication. Yeah, I think you have those times where it's like, I just want to hook up with this person. And I think everybody has that,
which I think is fine. I think it's truly fine. Go ahead and do your thing. Just be safe, be smart, be careful about it. And then you keep it pushing.
So the best sex ever is connection based, though, isn't it? Because if you really know that person.
Yes,
or maybe I'm wrong. Maybe the best sex Christian's ever had
Because
has been one dude named Billy that you've never met.
No, I would never fucking.
Because some people have those stories too.
No,
I don't have those. Like where I'm like the best sex. Like it was a really hot moment or fun moment. But the best sex I've ever had was someone I was connected with.
Yeah.
In some sort of way, in my opinion.
I would say yes because yes and no. The reason why I say yes is because
and the connection doesn't mean I was
intellectual. Can't no.
It just there was some sort of connection. I knew the person, or it was like we were connected.
Yes, then I would say yes because
I'm not trying to say it was every person. The best sex I had was every girlfriend I had where I was in love with them. Like, I'm not saying that because I've been in love with girls. I had sex with a random girl that was like that. Sex was. A little bit better.
It was good.
But there's some sort of connection.
There's something. Because if I don't have no
connection to you. Or that's what I'm looking for anyway.
Yeah, God bless you. So I think, I honestly, you have to have some type of connection. Because if you have no connection, then you probably just going to be blind and be like, oh, it's a body. It feels nice. Let me fuck it. There's no connection.
Let me stop myself there. I have definitely thought that way. I'm like, that girl was fucking hot as shit.
Yeah.
But I, even if I'm liking somebody or talking to somebody, I am hoping there's some sort of connection to where I want to make it to that next step. Like, I'll make out with fucking anybody.
Yeah.
I'll fool around or whatever. But, like, me to sleep with somebody now, like, I'm like, I don't want to do that unless I feel something for them.
What does sleep mean to you?
like, if I say, that's a good question.
Because say, everyone's like, got so many different fucking definitions. It is. Oh, that's good.
I was actually asking somebody, I'll ask you this too, the basis, I guess. But like, yeah. When I say I slept with somebody, mm-hmm. I'm saying that I had sex with them.
You had sex. All right.
If I say I'm fooling around with somebody.
What does that mean?
That means I did everything but
except intercourse. Intercourse. Because what is sex to you?
There sex is meaning that I would be, if I got vulgar, I was like, yeah, I fucked them. Or I slept with them. If I say, yeah, we fooled around.
Oral
we
sex. Fooled around.
We did whatever the fuck that means to you. Whatever that means. That could mean we just made out. We fooled around.
Oh, no. I need specifics.
See, I don't want to give specifics, though.
Oh, you
if someone goes like, you know, I got the bro fraternity bros that are like, does what happened last night? What happened with you and that girl? Like, we fooled around. Mm. And to them, but some people think fool around means, oh, you slept with her. I'm like, no, because I think if I said I slept with her.
Yeah.
Like, we hooked up.
Oh, no, you see.
If I say we hooked up, then I probably mean.
Oh, no, sex. You see, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you.
You want to tell everybody all the time? I don't want to tell everybody all the time.
No, I will tell you. Because it's one of those things where I'm like, oh, what'd I do? We literally just kissed. Right?
Yeah.
And then, like, oh, what'd I do? We literally did oral, no. Like, I literally sucked his dick or she sucked my dick. I
don't want to get specifics like that. Oh, no. The reason, certain people.
Oh, well, then I guess, then I say yes because I'm like, certain people, I'm like, we done did this and that is it. Don't ask me any more questions. But if I trust you, I'm going to tell you the.
Yeah. If we're like close, like me and you, like.
Well, oh, whatever. Then if it's just generic, I'll be like, we done did the thing. What's the thing? The thing. That is it.
So you're saying, so what's your term? So if you're hooking up with somebody, do you say hook up?
Oh, wait, hold on.
Around, slept with.
Then let me think about it.
Because some people say hooked up means that you had sex.
Oh, wait. Oh, no. Hold on. Wait a minute. Oh, Christian, what? Hold on, because I have to think about it. Christian, what y'all do? We hooked up. If I say hooked up, that means I kissed the person. If you say
hooked up, it means you just kissed them?
I would say made out. Like hooked.
See, that's too. Hooked up is way.
Oh, wait, then hold on. Then wait a minute. Then let me think. Shit, let me think. God damn it. Hold on. Ouch. Touching the damn microphone.
Bitch, if you break my fucking...
It's Dollar Tree. Anyway, we hooked up. No, I'm going to say... No, I don't know.
No way hooked up means just kiss. No way.
To be honest with you, I don't even use that word. I actually don't use
it. It sounds very high schoolish to say it right now.
I actually don't.
I wouldn't say we hooked up.
No, I actually, say, no, to be honest with you.
I actually probably still would. I'm a douchebag. Snap that cats right over there.
Yeah, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I wouldn't say hook up. That's why it's probably hard for me. Like, if we fucked, I had intercourse. I fucked you. I put my dick inside you.
So if you're on a date with a guy or girl or whatever, and then I go, Christian, I text you the next day. I'm like, Christian, what happened last night?
Child, we fucked.
Okay.
We did the thing.
I would say that if I had sex with them and everything. I would say the thing. Point blank that if I wanted them to know that we did that. But if I don't even care, even if I did have sex and I just didn't want them to know that I had sex, I'd be like, yeah, we hooked up or we fooled around.
That's fine.
I'd be like, I'll let that, whatever that means to your mind, fine.
That's fine. I think that's valid.
But I think I'd respect, like, some people are like, well, we didn't have sex. I'm like, yeah, I didn't say we had sex. I said we fooled around.
Okay.
And whatever you want that to mean to you, it means to you. Do you have a number?
Do I have a body count?
Is that what you're asking? What do you call a body count?
Is that what the word is?
One time.
I feel like that question
I think gets fooled around. I think when you get older, people are like, I talked to somebody at the bar a couple years ago about this. They're like, when you get past your fucking 30, you're like, no one asks you, what's your number?
I don't think I know my number. It's not because I've been a hoe, because I'm a Scorpio and people are like, oh yeah, Scorpio hoe, which I'm like, shut the fuck up. But no, I don't think I have a number because I don't think I can remember, but it's not like a high number. It's just like people have kind of been like, oh, fuck you. I don't care about you anymore. And I truly probably forgot. And I could be like, oh, I don't fuck you. I don't remember. You know,
that's kind of rude, though, isn't it? Because I know there's a few people in my life.
Is it rude? I don't know. It's called real.
I'm just saying, like, other people, like, you don't even remember that happening. Like, they probably don't remember me either.
No, because I don't give a fuck about that person. Obviously, I
wasn't connected with them. It didn't matter that much to me.
You know, but I don't care.
There was one person the other day I thought about, and I was like, oh yeah, we did have sex.
You want to go back to that person?
No, not at all.
That's wonderful. Don't do
it. But just funny. I was like, oh fuck, I kind of forgot that was that happened.
Back now, that ass
here's
up.
Here's something I like. I like someone that is
in control.
I think in control a little bit more. I think sometimes
go ahead, Dustin.
Girls which that don't have any, that don't are just so timid, and it's like don't
yeah.
Like some of the like the girls that want to be more in control. Like yeah, I'm.
Tell me what you want. Tell me what you like.
Like, I've had just boring, lame. Like, don't have. Like, fucking go in. Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, be on top.
Teach me. Teach me.
Like, go do. Yeah.
I feel I'm very much the same way in a sense where I'm like, go ahead. Look, teach me something. Show me a thing or two. Surprise me. You know.
No. It's just. I think it's just a. It's I've had people where it's like I got to do all the work. I'm like, I don't want. Or like it, all the work. It should be a teamwork thing. It should be a connecting thing. Again, that's probably why I dig more on connection.
Yeah.
Connecting with the person. But I've had people where had one girl in this very room. We
in this very room.
And she.
This room.
It was
this very room.
This very room.
Oh Lord!
It was frantic.
Let me look.
It
at
was
his bed.
Frantic. It was literally like, boom,
boom, boom, boom. Don't please don't hit the microphone.
There's no rhythm. There's no anything. It was
so
just
she
a
was
bunch
the jackrabbit.
Jackrabbit, but not in a good like. It wasn't controlled. It's a controlled
chaos
build or something. But it was just like, I'm like, what are you? Like, I don't even care. Like, what are you doing?
Oh, was she real loud?
Loud in an annoying way.
Oh, I don't have time for that shit. Please.
Loud is fun
if you are listening to this,
it,
shut the fuck up. Just shut up, please. Sometimes the noise that y'all be making is too much. Whether you're a dude or whether you're a chick, just shut up, please.
Just make it make sense.
Just make it sense. And sometimes.
But let me tell you people that don't say goddamn thing. And I'm
I will say this.
Shit.
I will say this. Don't lay there like a log, but have some breathing to it. Like, look. You know, a little something. I know something. You heard that in your ear.
I think some people just expect, like, we're having sex. That's all it is. I'm like, nah, dude, I've had just sex with people that have, like, we're just having sex. I'm like, this sucks.
Yeah, it's
sex
okay.
Sex isn't great just to have sex, in my opinion.
Well, I feel
just
like
to fucking have, like, yeah, well, I'm having sex. But if the person sucks, I'm not enjoying it.
Well,
if we're not connected, I'm not enjoying it.
Well, I feel like sometimes, well, this is me. I feel like sometimes people put too much pressure on the damn thing. And they're like, oh, it's got to be perfect. Please. Relax. It ain't got to be that serious. You know? I don't care if you're not flexible. We're not asking for some Cirque du Soleil. Be Ringling Ball and Bailey. Be a clown and make me laugh. That's the funny thing. I love some funny shit. Oh, my God. Please laugh at me. Or laugh. It's funny. What are we so serious for? So you said before that your friends should help, like they can help you out if you're a good kisser or not.
In one of my episodes, yes.
We're going to talk about that. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I talked about it on the episode. My thought is, I think I'm not saying it's a perfect world here.
He's stuttering.
Because it's hard to, I'm not sure how to word it, I guess. I was thinking, I've had so many, well, you kiss certain people and you're like, why are you kissing like that? People kiss so differently. And I think everybody in the world probably thinks they're the best kisser because no one's told them that they're not.
Oh, that's a good idea.
But having a safe space to be like, my thing was when Julia was sitting literally where you were, when we were talking about this, I'm like, so a good friend of mine.
Okay.
So if I was like,
a good friend or a good friend?
No, okay. A friend.
Oh, he just shut that down. Jesus so fast. Christ.
She's literally dating one of my best friends.
Oh, God bless her.
God bless her. But the idea is the fact of like, if out of your friend group and you're comfortable enough to be like, let's just kiss. Because you know how there's like it could find out. Maybe there's just some attraction there that no one ever thinks about.
Yeah.
But also as a good friend to be like, if I'm saying I'm a good kisser and then my friend Megan goes, all right, cool. Let's see. It doesn't have to be a sexual attraction, whatever, because I think kissing is the most innocent thing you can do.
Oh, the devil.
Where you just kiss and you're making out and be like,
oh my God,
I could be like, Megan, here's what I think you're not doing.
I think it's so intimate.
Good. It is kind of intimate.
Child, I'm putting my tongue in your body.
It's not crossing. But then I was telling the story about how a girl at the bar where I did this whole thing for literally about 15 minutes where we were practicing kissing because I told her she fucking sucked. And I was saying, she wasn't a good kisser.
You
she
told
was
her
very
that?
Aggressive with her tongue.
You told her
yeah.
that?
And
right
I was,
then and there?
Yeah.
Oh, you nasty son of a bitch.
But I think, though, that's what got me thoughting on this thought process was the fact if you're with, like, friends and was like, I don't know if I'm kissing right. I'm like, oh, let's kiss. Like, if you're, like, a good friend. I'm not saying every goddamn friend in the world. But, like, friends you trust. Like, these friends, I'm like, I know we're not going to be together. But, like, all right, cool. Let's make out or whatever. And, like,
oh, I wish you recorded my facial expressions because I'm looking at you like...
It doesn't. Okay. It's pretty unrealistic, I guess.
No, I
but
got you.
I think if you had like a good group of friends, because I've had friends like they've told like you hear stories like, oh, I think he's not a good kisser or she's not a good kisser. Like it doesn't work. I'm like, well, their friend should have told them that they're not a good kisser then, and then fixed it. Like I could fix my friend's issue if I knew my friend was doing. This I'd be like, don't fucking kiss like that, you weirdo. Dustin,
you do realize that the person like. Once again, like the connection you're saying, the friends have already have a connection, so they might just kiss in a way that is obviously like elevated. But if you got like a stranger person, they might kiss different than the person that they've kissed that is a friend.
I think there is a very clear cut good way to kiss. I think there's times where you have different areas of kissing, like you could have the sloppy. We're just drunk and you're doing whatever.
Use your hands. The bottom, the thumb.
I don't think I can do it.
Yes, well, you can. Look.
I think I'm a passionate kisser in a sensual way.
A passionate kisser? What type of
way? In the way, like, when someone does this, if I'm kissing someone, and someone does this to me, I'm like, get the fuck out of here. Don't peck me.
Well, they're just
don't peck me.
Well, they're just pecking you.
I don't want that. Kiss me. Boom. A little longer.
What's the difference between and...
When people go... Like that? No. Yeah. Don't fucking do that.
You don't want that.
You're gonna kiss me?
You want a long...
Little hold there. I think people don't acknowledge the hold as they should.
Oh, I see.
Like a hold to it. Okay. And I don't need tongue right away.
Oh, I see.
Why you got tongue?
Who pecks?
Huh?
Who pecks?
I've had people that do this when they're kissing. They're like... That's how they're making out. And their mouth barely moves. Move your mouth. But then I've also had the people that
That's a person that...
Wait.
Okay, Shrek. So, wait a
minute.
So, you've had people that literally just go.
And it's like they're barely moving their mouth. And I'm like, I'm trying to make out with you. I'm not trying to fucking, like, yeah, mwah, all right, bye, have a good one. I understand that's a thing. But if I'm trying to kiss you, I don't need, like, pauses in between. Like, you shouldn't, that's not a good kiss. Not a, that's fucking, what are you doing? Open your fucking mouth.
Oh, God. Who you been messing around with?
I'm giving stories. I've kissed a lot of people. I'm not trying to, shout out to myself.
Well, the devil's a lie. So they don't know what they're doing then.
I'm saying, I've had many great kisses in my life. I'm just saying, I thought it'd be an interesting fact if like, you kiss your friends and they, like, your close good friends, if you're a straight male, I'm like, all right, this is my good friend, Juliana, and we kissed to be like, oh, yeah, you're pretty good, Dustin. You're doing good. Actually, you might want to try this. I'm like, all right, cool. Julian, you're actually doing like this. Then they come out. No one's bad kissers anymore.
Yeah, that is an extreme thought, though.
It's a weird
thought. That is, because I don't think I've ever heard anybody be like, oh, try this. I've done games where I'm like.
I'm getting on the fact. I got it from that. My head's a weird place. I thought of that when I was. She's a friend of mine. She's a beautiful girl.
Yeah.
And I just was like, yeah, like. When we kissed, I was like, you're using too much tongue. Why is your tongue so, like, that's aggressive. It's like, it's too much for me. Now, again, maybe some people like that.
Yeah.
Me, no. But I think I'm a pretty good kisser. I want, my goal is to have people on, like, people on this podcast that have kissed me and all that shit, and then be like, no, I hate you. Suck, Dustin.
Well, if you ask and you shall receive, so you might just get some people to be like, he doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about.
Maybe. That'd be fun.
God bless
you. Then you could be the co-host on that episode.
I can't testify because I don't know how you kiss. I've never experienced that. I've experienced a side kiss and shit, but I've never
experienced. Christian.
Yes.
We're getting into a segment called Rapid Shots.
Oh, yes. I know about this.
It's time for Rapid Shots.
You ready?
Yeah. Snap right. After you ask the question because that helps me.
All right. Bet. All right. Yeah. Snap after I ask the question.
Yeah.
Christian. Like, I ask you to it, I go, well, what's your favorite color? And then I snap?
Yes, absolutely.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to literally try to do rapid fire.
Okay.
I'm not going to think.
I like it. I just want to make sure I understand.
These other heifers be thinking. I'm not trying to think.
No, because I'm... No, you're right. You, some people are like, oh, well, how about this or this?
No, no, no.
Bitch, it's called rapid shots.
Now, do you change the questions?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I have... almost one or two that are like the same? A constant
That's fine.
One.
That's fine. I don't listen to all the
usually
questions.
I have one about me.
Yes.
Because I want to see what it is. And then there's usually probably some drinking one in there.
Of course, you want to know. But anyway, continue.
But yeah, I try to change them up every time.
Gotcha.
All right, you ready?
Here we go. My eyes are closed. I'm listening. Ting.
All right. Christian, who's your celebrity crush?
Bruno Mars. Eddie Murphy. Sofia Vergara. Oh, God.
Lord. This bitch me on three of them.
Oh, Lord have mercy. Talk about the tingling sensation.
What's a food you hated as a kid?
Cheese.
Cheese?
I don't like cheese to this day.
Really?
I don't.
I did not know that.
You, oh, child, you don't know a damn thing about me then.
I don't, though. I did
don't
not know
like,
you
cheese.
Like cheese.
I don't like milk. I don't like cream. I don't like none of that shit. But yep. I like cream at the same time, no. But anyway, continue. Just All don't right. get that shit near me.
All right. What's your favorite animal?
Otter.
Otter?
I do like otters. I like otters and monkeys and tigers. Those are the three main animals.
Those are very different. But
thank
okay,
you
I
so
like
much.
It. All right, what's your go-to Disney movie?
A Bug's Life.
Bug's Life.
I like
that.
I like A Bug's Life.
Bug's Life's a good fucking movie, too.
I like A
it's
Bug's Life.
It's an emotional
Life.
Fucking roller coaster a little bit,
It's not
too.
That emotional.
I think it's a little bit.
A little boy going from the country into the city like you. Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, it makes sense.
God bless you.
What was your first impression of Dusty?
Okay, relax.
Wait, what? Can you go?
I can't go into depth, but
you can't
I
can't go into that.
I think it was.
Did you make that up?
I honestly really think it was okay. Just like, oh, relax, just
That's
relax.
Funny. Okay,
I don't.
I, like
I once again,
that.
I don't know. I think it was one of those things where I'm like, why are you so hype? And then I realized, oh, you might have to be hype for this thing that you're doing.
Okay, happy. Okay, I like that. No, I appreciate that.
That's Christian. All right, for you.
What's your go-to karaoke song?
Something by Bruno Mars. I think it would be Finesse.
Finesse?
It would be Finesse.
Okay.
Featuring Cardi B. There's a difference between the songs.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
What is your best quality?
My loyalty and my comedy.
I fucking love that.
Thank you.
What is your drunk food of choice?
My drunk food of choice? Oh, God, anything. Because if I'm drunk, I'm going to eat any goddamn thing.
Yeah, but
like,
you don't have like a specific
food
you
God,
love to
no.
get to?
I really don't. I really don't have a specific.
Really? No,
because whatever's around, if it's available and I can eat it, I will eat
it's
it.
True.
The goddamn, come on now. I don't care.
I love chicken taquitos. That's like my.
That's nice. I don't know what that really is, but I will. To be honest with you, I will eat any goddamn thing.
I mean, I will too. Don't get me fucking wrong.
No, I'm not going to sit here and be wrong. Like, oh, I want.
But you don't have. I also love like I think sometimes like eating tacos when you're fucked up. Are fucking
oh, I really
awesome.
Maybe a bur- I don't. I mean, I don't get fucked up like that. Where I'm like, oh, I gotta have a burger. Like, I don't really. I really don't have a thing. I really don't, to be honest with you. Anything that's available to me.
All right. Okay.
What number are we on?
I give you 9. We got 2 more.
Okay, got
it. All right. I give you $50 million right now. What's the first thing that you buy?
A house.
You have a specific place to buy the house?
A house. Actually, a house and to give my mom and dad some money. Those are the two.
Yeah, I got those you. Those are like... Cool. Let's be materialistic here.
Materialistic. Oh, I'm gonna get myself a damn house.
Where are you getting the house at?
I don't know, but it's somewhere.
Not in New York. You want to buy a house in New York?
I'll get somewhere. Actually, you know what? I'll get maybe a nice apartment here, and then I'll get a house somewhere else.
Somewhere else.
Okay. I'll an apartment here and a
that
house
makes
somewhere
more sense.
Else.
That
How
makes
about
a lot
that?
More sense, actually. Okay.
I'm doing pretty good, I would say.
You are doing pretty fucking good. Chris.
I'm not thinking. I'm really All just right. talking.
What is one last question? What is one thing on your bucket list that you want to do before you die?
Oh, that's going to take me a second to think.
That's okay.
Okay. Oh, you know what? I kind of think about this. It's not a bucket list, but something that I daydream about. Like giving thanks to my teachers. You know how they always say, they always say, make sure
like
you thank me.
Teachers of your entire life, you mean?
They'll be like, oh, make sure you thank me when you're famous.
My
fifth grade teacher, Donna Labrizi.
And just giving her a little shout out. You win your Tony, Oscar.
The bitch got a shrine in her classroom because of me.
No shit.
It's literally me. And she says, like, I don't
That's
know.
That's awesome. I love
She that. Has literally a shrine of me. And I always think to myself, I'm like, oh no, she will be the teacher that I give thanks to. Cause she comes to everything that I do. She came to my high school graduation. She logged into my college graduation. This is my fifth grade teacher. Come on now. Like, wow. that's a woman right there. So I would give thanks to her. That's not a bucket list, but that's something that I think about often where I'm like, oh, I want her to come to this. Or, oh, man, I would give thanks to her.
I love that.
Donna Labrizzi.
Shout out Donna Labrizzi.
Donna, I love ya.
Shout out Donna.
Donna.
Christian, that's rapid shots.
That's rapid shots, baby.
That's rapid shots.
I think I did pretty good.
You did fucking actually really well.
You're
the best rapid shots person that's ever been on this
podcast. Dealing with an actor who knows his improv. Bitch.
Dusty's drunken thoughts, y'all. Here we go. Drunk ass. God damn it.
All right. Dusty's drunken thought number one. Why the fuck do people in New York walk like this? They go like this.
No, I want to see you do it. Moment. Squiggly.
They literally, like, you'll be walking behind somebody, right?
Got it.
And they're walking
straight,
and then they start to like do this, and then you're like, okay, let me pass them here.
No,
start to cross this way.
Those are not New York.
Well, they are because they live here, and I see it all the goddamn time.
Hold on, I have to answer this phone call, but I'm listening to you.
You're answering a phone call. Relax in the middle of my podcast? A second. No, tell them that they're on Drinks on Dusty. No, I like this. Who is this?
This is Oliver. Say hi.
Hi, Oliver. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
I'm doing good. I mean, now you're on Drinks on Dusty, so...
Oh, here we go.
Now I got a question for you, though.
But let me talk to you. Let me call
no,
you
No,
back
but, no, Oliver.
No, I'm not Dusty. Doing this. We have a drunken thought.
Oliver, if you want to be on Drinks on Dusty, you can be on.
In 30 minutes. Thank you so much.
What you doing? You could have been on the episode.
No, he's respectful of my time. Continue.
Is that your boo?
Yeah, it's the boo-boo. That's a boo-boo. You never asked about it, so I never talked about it. We can't go backwards. Go forward. Anyway, continue. So why do people walk this way?
Well, I feel like sometimes people just be in New York and they fucking like just do this and I'm trying to pass them. And I'm like, why are you sidestepping? Walk fucking forward.
Those might not be those.
They fucking are, Christian. They live here.
They might not be New Yorkers. Or if they are, they're really trying to get around somebody that's in front of them. Literally, they might be getting around somebody that's in front of them.
No. I'm watching people do this. It's clear line of vision. They're just doing, they're walking. They look like they're drunk, just going side to side.
I can't answer that question.
That's fucking fine. That was only my drunk thought.
That's so, literally it?
No, because I want to do this.
Okay, the question.
So what we're going to be doing, I think the next segment we're going to be creating on Drinks on Dusty is we're going to be doing an even deeper talk.
Got it.
But we're going to draw maybe 2 to 3 cards and just talk about whatever's drawn. Whatever it is, we're going to talk about.
Just talk about
The point of this is getting even deeper into the connections of my guest and what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So they have six areas that we're focusing on with deeper talks.
Uh-huh.
Self-awareness.
Got it.
We have beliefs.
Beliefs.
Don't you ever yawn ever again.
I'm so sorry.
Courage. So this is courage.
Got it.
We have... exposed.
Ooh, I like that one.
This one's yellow. Life lessons.
I don't give a fuck about that shit.
And then we have dreams.
Okay.
So we're going to pick 3. So you're going to pick one. You said, I'll pick one.
You said there's one that's sin?
Huh?
You said there's one that's sinful or something?
No. I didn't say sinful. Kidding.
Okay, my mind is playing.
You right. Fucking motherfucker.
I don't know.
So you're going to pick one. I'll pick one. And then you'll pick the next one. You're the guest. Which one? So... You can shuffle through them, whatever you want to do.
What's this green one again?
This is the same.
The green one is?
This is exposed.
Exposed. I like exposed. So give me that. Thanks.
So this one's exposed. So what we're going to do is Christian's going to shuffle through exposed.
I'm shuffling.
And whatever one he draws, it's usually a question and we're both going to answer it. And we won't like talk too far. Like we're going to both answer what it is.
Got it.
So Christian, you got it. Exposed.
Exposed.
What do you got?
This one says... Which friend would you call to help you bury the body and why?
Okay. All right, so which person in your life would you call to bury the body and why? Do you have one?
I got 2 people.
Okay, go ahead.
I got to
take it away, Chris.
The first one would be Jeanette, the high school friend. What's up, Jeanette? Girl, I got you. I wish you'd tell me the time. I would tell the timestamp. But Jeanette would
218.
Be the, yeah, thank you. Jeanette would be the one that I call because she's a tough ass bitch. She's got some softness to her, but she's a tough ass bitch. And I think if I was like, yo, we got to do this, like, yo, I did some crazy shit. I think she would be like, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're just going to do this thing and we're not going to talk about it. Like, we're just not going to talk about it. Right?
And you think she would?
This bitch would not say a shit. She good. She good. The bitch would probably forget because her memory is like fucking horrible. So she literally probably forget. Goddamn
goldfish up in this bitch.
And then I got Ashley, our mutual friend.
You Ashley would do it?
Please. Would I call you to help the bride? She would be like, what the fuck?
But how are you going to ask me to do the murder myself?
No, but she, no. She would be like, God damn it, Christian. Okay, fine. But let's just, she would just move on very quickly.
Okay. I think if I'm thinking about it, it wouldn't even be my best friend. It would be me. It would be my friend, Aaron Mann. Me and him know each other on a different level.
Yeah.
Our sadistic humor, like sometimes our humor together is really like dark.
Yeah.
And he's my one friend. Like, you know, we talk about classify like different levels of friends or whatever, I guess.
Yeah.
He's my dark humor friend. And if I called him, be like, I killed somebody, he'd be probably the first person I would call to do it.
To help me bury.
If I'm like, Aaron, yo, I killed somebody, I need to help me bury the body. He's probably the only person that would think to even try to get me out of it if I'm trying to say that he would. Mm-hmm. Like my best friend Miles, I think he'd too freaked out, couldn't trust him to do it.
Oh, God.
Miles. So I would go with my friend Aaron Mann. Cool.
Aaron, all right. Good job for you.
I'm going to do one. You did green, right?
I did green.
So okay. I'm going to do out
He's
of...
He's going to shuffle.
Courage.
Oh, courage.
Courage. Okay. Perfect. So we're going to go D-top of courage. Try this.
No, don't do that.
How do you prevent missed opportunities?
How do you prevent missed opportunities?
Yeah.
I don't prevent them. They just happen.
What do you mean they just happen? What do you mean by that?
I think a missed opportunity... I mean... Oh, Lord have mercy. You're just about to break your damn system. How do you prevent missed opportunities? Well, I mean, I'm not going to miss an opportunity. Like if an opportunity presents itself, I'm going to try to achieve the opportunity. Be like, oh, let me go for that.
I think what it's asking is what's the best way of like not missing an opportunity that comes up to you?
Just
what's your mindset? How do you go about that?
Just go for it.
So your mindset is saying just constantly be going for things. And then
just go for it. But if you truly feel like, no, this is, I don't think I'm right for this, or I don't think this would be for my best interest, then so be it. I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I don't think that was the right opportunity. How to prevent a missed opportunity. I think truly that just happens. Like an opportunity was missed, like, oh, I missed it. Like it wasn't for me, I guess. But if something's right for me and I feel like it's right for me, I'm going to go for it. Whether it be in acting, whether it be for any type of thing, I'm going to go for the damn thing. Okay. But if it's not meant for me, I don't think it's a missed opportunity. I think it's just like, oh, it wasn't right for me. Change your mindset to certain things.
True. Okay. I think to prevent a missed opportunity, I think is just constantly keeping yourself open. Mm-hmm. I think you're always open to something instead of shutting things down.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you're, no matter what it is, even if it doesn't sound like you, if you're just open to it.
Yeah.
If you're, you know what, this, I get invited to this party and it doesn't seem like me, but I go to it. And then something happens from the party because you were open to be like, maybe just keeping yourself open. I would say that.
This one is self-awareness.
All right, self-awareness. Okay, what do we got, Chris?
If people came with a warning label, what would yours say?
Oh, I love this one.
Ooh.
If people came with a warning label, what would yours say? keep out of reach. No.
That would be really
not for me. No, not for me. Cause bitch, you're coming back for more. No, I think mine's would be beware unpredictable sayings.
Beware unpredictable sayings?
Yeah.
What do you mean by that? Can you elaborate
you
on that?
You never know what I'm gonna say.
You never know what's about to come out of your mouth.
No, you never know.
Okay.
And I think literally that means if you can hang with me, okay. Beware unpredictable sayings. That means I'm going to cut ass on you. Going back to the thing that we talked about before. I'm going to cut ass on you. So okay. Beware unpredictable sayings. And then if you don't know me, just beware. Because I might just say something. That might be
some bullshit.
That might just be a little like, oh God, he's really for what he's. Literally unpredictable sayings. Okay. You never know if it's going to be a good thing, a bad thing. Like you just never know. But if you know me, you already know. But if you don't know me, beware.
I like that.
Damn, I'm good at that.
That was pretty good, Ash.
Thank you so much.
Good job, Krish.
I try.
I would say, I hate to get sentimental. It's the first thing. I'm a truthful person.
Stop doing that.
First thing to come to my head is easily heartbroken.
Oh, God bless you. Who hurt you and why?
But I think that's what it is. I think I've some of the decisions and things I've made in my life was like were based on heartbreak. I think that's just who I am, and I accept that. So I think that would be a warning label to anybody. Like I'm easily heartbroken.
Oh,
which is like that sounds depressing. Like no, I hate that, but I'm gonna stick with it.
I laugh because I'm like,
first thing came to my head, I gotta stick with it.
Yeah. Oh, God bless you.
Oh, fuck.
Chose the dreamed one.
Dreamed one, though?
Yes. And it says, what are your core values? Oh, I got you.
What do we do? Let's do three.
Yeah, my core values are honesty.
Okay.
You got to just be honest with me, which also leads into so many different things, but the core is honesty. I think the next one would be... respect. I think also that goes into like just being honest, like you can respect me, like you can say whatever you want to say, but respect me. You know who I am, respect me, and I will respect you. And
are these core values about you or core values about
in a person?
Yeah, in a person.
Okay. In a person, like just be honest, whether you're talking to me or whether you're talking to somebody else, just be an honest person. Have some respect for yourself and respect for others. And I think the third one would be, I think maybe smart, being intellectual, which that can mean, that could be so many different things. That could be street smart. That could be educational smart. I think if you just think with your head,
think with your goddamn head.
Please just think with your mind. I think we'll be in a good place. So yeah, my core values are honesty, respect, and intellectual.
Okay.
Lee.
It's hard. I think my core values in a person are openness.
That. Yeah, that's me.
Just people being open to anything.
Yeah.
Which almost goes with adaptability, but just being open.
Yeah.
I might not think something the way you think, but just being open and understanding. All right, that's okay. Even if you think it's wrong, be like, I understand it, or I can try to.
Mm-hmm.
Openness, open minded. I will say loyalty too.
I didn't want to say just, that, but yeah.
Well, you didn't say loyalty.
No, I wanted to, but I'm like, that's.
I do say loyalty. It's the fact of like you're gonna ride with me. I'm gonna ride or die. I want to ride or die.
Child, there's some people I ain't gonna die for you, but I'll ride with you. But I ain't gonna die with you.
Ride with you. I ain't gonna die with you though. Mm-mm. I'll ride with you. I think loyalty and like if I'm talking about in my people, like yeah, I want someone that's gonna be right there and stuff. And I think third one would be, I actually think humor is, humor. Just having some sort of humor.
Yeah.
And funny and it's like knowing to know when things can be, they know I gotta be serious all the goddamn time. Like, be funny, be yourself, be just a dipshit.
Yeah.
I would say that.
I feel that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't got time for people being that serious, please.
I got time for that.
Which always goes back to my, like, if you can't deal with my cutting ass situation, then I need you to go.
Annoying ass. Please stop being so fucking sensitive.
Yeah. Christian, where can we follow you on? Do you have anything you're working towards? Or any projects going on? Or what's going on with Christian?
Oh, Instagram. It could be. What is it? It's. Hold on. I don't use it all that. I mean, I use it, but I don't fucking know. Oh, it's Christian_J1317. There we go. But I'm working on my YouTube, which will be ChristianLiving411.
Yep.
Yeah, I just got a PlayStation 5, so there's that. And then I got the computer, so we're making that work.
And Christian, what's one thing you'd like people to leave this podcast with knowing about you? What thing you want them to know about you?
Oh, about me?
Yeah, about you.
You see, my mind already went to people knowing about themselves.
No, you
see
about how my mind worked? Yeah, I got you. About you, Loneliest Podcast, what's one thing you want them to know about you?
There's layers. I'm not always happy, y'all. I may be upset. I may be sad. But there's layers, which also goes back to you. You got layers, too. Mm-hmm. You're not always going to be happy. You're not always going to be mad. But, ooh, I'm just knocking shit down. I'm so sorry. I got so excited. I got so into the damn feeling. I just decided to knock shit down. What I was going to say was, and for you, too. You also have layers. So you stand for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like,
goddamn right.
Nah, don't be, like I said before, how dare you gonna get sad about somebody else? How dare you gonna make them put you in your own feelings? You get out of it and you say, no, I'm good. And you keep on pushing. Get out of here. Pish posh.
I love that. Christian, you're an incredible person. I love you dearly. You know that.
And I have strong feelings for you too. That's fine. I love you too.
I can't thank you enough. That's the end of Drinks on Dusty. Thank you everybody for listening. As usual, follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, fucking all that bullshit.
Thanks.
Go to drinksondusty.com. Updates coming up. I think I'm getting close to being sponsored by the Whalen.
By the who?
It's my favorite bar in the city. I'm working on it.
Oh, okay.
Drinks on Dusty merch is coming out.
You got some merch? What you got?
I'm fucking trying. We got some fucking coasters coming out. We got some fucking...
I don't want a damn coaster. I want a hat.
We got some shirts. We got some shit. We got some hats.
Oh, okay.
We got snapback hats.
Ugh.
We were working on it, okay?
Give me a shirt.
Should be coming out. But again, thank you everybody for listening. Everybody that fucking listens, you fucking awesome. Continue to share, like the post. All this, but we got shit in the works. We're constantly in the works. Thank you for everyone that listens. I am always amazed the fact that anyone listens to me talk about some bullshit. And please follow my good friend Christian. And again, if you want to be a guest on the podcast, just reach out. Follow us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. TikTok's coming. Fucking shout out. Peace and love, everybody. Love everybody. All right,
see ya,
Christian. We out. Peace.
We out. Bye.
Bye.